All right, whose idea was it to put a musical number in our damn Christmas special?
Why are you angry?
Whose idea was it to put a musical number in our damn Christmas special?
It was something that was floated.
Who floated it? All right, Daniel. Then you're writing it. And you're singing it.
What?
I was. This is just... not. This is not Family Guy. This is not South Park the movie. This is not anything by Rodgers and Hammerstein. We are not doing something from The Music Man, or Evita, or Grease. And that's all the musicals I know.
That's more than I would have expected.
Rocky Horror Picture Show and Little Shop of Horrors. Now I'm out.
There you go.
What type of musical number were you thinking, and where are you going to work it in? Maybe you after the birth of Christ?
It could be after that, or it could be some type of other integral moment. It could be at the beginning, sort of set the tone.
I don't think you start at the beginning.
Yeah, I think it's something you just kind of break into.
Something unexpected.
Ideas?
Well... Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem, that's a Christmas carol.
All right, Skip, well, it can't be... It's going to have to be something original. You could take an old song and make a parody.
And that was another
like
idea.
Herman's.
Actually,
Baby
yeah,
Jesus jumps up. I'm Jesus the Christ.
Yeah, instead of doing a Christmas song, you take just a popular song and just make it about Jesus.
I saw that in your show notes today.
I'm all about that Jesus. That Jesus. That Jesus.
Who is that?
No, Satan. It's a new hit song that is playing a lot. It's going to be catchy.
Why do you got to pick one of the many things that we can't do, which is sing?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to pick that?
Because it's fun. It would have been unexpected. It's just something different. I mean, we're already doing something different that radio shows don't do anymore, and that's doing radio dramas.
We didn't get
a
lot of feedback on the Halloween special, so I don't know about this Christmas one. I know we ain't doing any more of them live.
They are a challenge, whether you're doing it live or it's recorded. Either, you know, it doesn't matter.
Added a little zing to us to do the Halloween special live. But I don't think anybody really cares. Saturday Night Live, they could tape that on Thursday night, play it back Saturday. Nobody would care. We're used to everything that we see on video being recorded. And they can call it Saturday Night Live as much as they prefer, but people don't really perceive it as live.
No.
There's got to be a mistake. And since they rehearse all week, they don't make any mistakes.
Yeah, really the biggest live aspect that I've noticed with SNL over the years is people reading the cue cards just off stage.
They are the worst. Actually, anybody reading cue cards are horrible. The live episodes they did of 30 Rock. Deplorable. Why can't you put teleprompters in front of the cameras? Why is it that hard?
Just
like a news anchor. You don't really think John McKay has memorized the news since he stares at the camera the entire time.
I bet you there are people that think that. He is really good. He knows the news.
That's a smart mother.
Mm-hmm.
He come in and memorize half hour news.
live songs of. I don't know. I'll have to dwell on that.
You know, we have to have this ready by Thanksgiving so we can put all the sound effects in, get it done, and get it to the animator.
Yes. That's going to be a challenge.
And I'm sure he's going to be ecstatic knowing he's got to put in some type of dance number.
It was just an idea, just something that to discuss. I thought we were kind of in the stage where there's no bad ideas.
Oh, there are plenty of bad ideas. We just don't know how to figure out what they are. We just do it. You want baby Jesus to hop up out of the manger with some type of intro? Look here, man.
That's pretty catchy.
He's floating.
I am the real king, man.
What a baby Jesus dressed like Elvis.
Okay. It's not a bad idea, but we can't sing.
But that doesn't matter. It's never stopped us before. We sing all the time for the band.
Yeah, but we have backup singers and noise and horn section. What is it, Chloe?
Just picturing little baby Jesus dressed as Elvis.
His little baby sideburns.
I'm a king of kings, man. Don't leave me use my stuff on you.
His little short arms coming out.
Nah, I gotta go. Silla's warming up the bus.
It wouldn't even have to be grand. It could just be one verse and one chorus, just something quick.
Now, if you're gonna do a musical number, you gotta do a whole song. An Elvis song wouldn't be bad since talking about the king.
That makes sense. And that's easy, and you do a good Elvis.
But baby Jesus being played by Little Russ. I don't think it's going to come across.
I wouldn't mind hearing it, though. Okay, Russ doing baby, Russ doing Little Russ as baby Jesus as baby Elvis.
Here, talk to this guy on the phone, will it? Bring up the voice synthesizer.
All right, what's his name?
Baden.
Okay, looks like bacon from here. Hey, Baden.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Going good. What's up?
I was just wanting to comment real quick because I know not a lot of people are commenting on it, but the whole Halloween special that y'all did, great. I mean, it's something different, and I haven't really heard any callers call and describe it just right. But the thing about y'all's show that's different, it's a bunch of guys sitting around being guys. And that's what I mean, It's something, take the edge off. But the thing I like about it most is, the guys who have to work Halloween or work the day before Christmas or even work on Christmas. This is something we get to listen to, and, it takes the edge off. We're at work, not with the family.
Well, thank you, man. Gotta go, PC Ben.
Thanks, Baden.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be able to pull this off.
You don't think so?
Same, man. No, I can't do it.
It's hard because you're having to play like two, three different things.
I have to
things.
Talk to like a little boy.
Uh-huh.
And then sound like Elvis. I'm not going to do that, man.
I think you just need to drink a little. You can get there.
I got nothing to say.
We finally stumped him.
I'm just going to get up out of the manger and go, where are my toys? Now, there better not be this, we got you a birthday and Christmas toy at the same time. That ain't floating, Jack.
It's not fair to hose the baby Jesus out of those gifts.
All right. A freaking musical number.
If nothing else, I knew it would make you laugh and possibly punch me.
All righty. With the change in the weather and the winds, I feel like, seriously, somebody punched me in both eyes really hard.
I wondered how you were going to be today. Chloe and I actually talked about that yesterday.
What about you, Chloe?
Actually, I'm a little bit better than yesterday. Yesterday was horrible for me.
I was okay yesterday. It was I know anytime the winds whip up, hey, it's something to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dan brought that up. I was like, thank you.
Now you got me stuck thinking of songs that we could stick in there.
I'm telling you, you could be all about that Jesus.
Maybe the three wise men break into a number.
That'd be good. Then we can all share a little of the singing.
Since you're doing one of the three wise men is Luke Bryan.
Mm-hmm. One of the... Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. I'm a wise man. So smart.
Did the three wise men have names? They did?
Yeah, actually...
Was it one of them like Meshach Taylor? I think it should be now.
Meshach and Mordecai and Luke. All biblical names.
I mean, the references to the three wise men seem so vague.
They kind of were, and then the different translations and the different, you know, I guess, nativity stories. But yeah, I'd have to research more. I think they had names, or at least, I want to say Mordecai was one of them, and maybe one was close to Meshach.
You really think Mordecai?
Someone sent...
I put that in the script.
Yeah.
Only because I'd use that name when I decided I was going to be Jewish once.
Right.
What I call myself.
I don't know their names.
I go by.
Mordecai Steamroller.
Yes.
God, that's a good name.
And then for Kwanzaa, was that just Otome Brown or something else?
You were also, was it Zahida for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I call Klo, that's what shows up on his caller ID, my number, and it says Zahida.
What did that stand for?
I don't know, queen or something.
Okay. I remember when you were signing your emails like that for a while. And then after a while, you got so cool, he dropped Zahida and just went to Z.
Z out. Okay. We only got about a minute before we break. You got any audio you want to get to?
I do, but some of it's kind of long. And one of the things that's kind of long is there's a new cut from Pastor Manning from the Outlaw Church.
Really?
Yeah, actually, I meant to tell you about, I think I had it on Friday, meant to tell you about it, but I think the clip is about a week old. It goes back to the Ebola concerns when it was happening in New York when they had the doctor that was being quarantined there who actually just got out of the hospital today. But if you want, it's cut 9. You can get a little flavor of it. I took it was like an 8-minute video, and I chopped it down to around 2 or so.
The Sodomites led a protest against our church this past Sunday. Someone informed me that.
They had a whole group of people that did mouth things?
During the video, he showed a photo of the protesters. It was like 2 people.
The Sodomites led a protest against our church this past Sunday. Someone informed me that the Sodomites were outside of our church protesting. So we went out and took a look, and they were. And they had a big bucket of Starbucks coffee and all kind of other Starbucks paraphernalia with them. And they were all shouting, "Stop the hate now." They said that this church is a hate church and that I'm a hate preacher. But you remember that last week we appeared in several of the major online news services, Huffington Post being a major one, The Inquisitor being another, because we had stated that Starbucks is ground.
I've never heard of The Inquisitor.
I think it's based in the UK.
I don't recall seeing him in the news last week or the week before. I don't think I've ever seen him in the news. He got a brief stint when he went off on when Obama was running for president the first time.
Yeah.
We will not elect a black president. We will not re-elect a black president. God told me this ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like your God jacked with you.
Still. 0.
What?
And he still is.
For Ebola. And we pointed up how these homosexual sodomite persons such as Dr. Craig Spencer.
I don't know, the people out front protesting were sodomites.
The photo I saw just said stop the hate, love each other, or something like that. So he might have just been assuming they were lesbians. I don't know. But they were.
Is that the old term for lesbians? Is sodomites?
Yeah. I mean, technically, we're all sodomites. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, religious conservatives will use sodomites to lump in gays. But in actuality, if you put one in your mouth at some point, you a sodomite.
I didn't put one in my mouth. Don't give me that look. Was that slight smirk, twist of the head, like, really? Not even once.
Sorry, I couldn't resist that. No, I mean even of females, that would still, I'm pretty sure that still
any
counts.
Type of oral interaction makes you a sodomite.
Using the genitals for something other than its purely intended purpose.
Hmm.
In other words, if you ain't making a baby, then you're doing it wrong, and it's wrong in the eyes of God.
So even intercourse?
No, intercourse is fine.
But if you're not doing it to make a baby,
then you're bad.
Well, how do they know what my intent is? God don't know that I'm going to pull out and shoot on her belly.
I bet he does.
I made sure that baby didn't happen. I'm a termite. Get it?
Oh, yeah. It took Alfie a second, but yeah.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:35, first check on traffic. Over to myplates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy's and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Not a whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas, though. Southbound 75 on the service road right at Knox Henderson. The highway there, the service road there is completely shut down due to an accident involving an 18-wheeler. Traffic is backed up in the area. It's probably going to start backing up onto the main lanes as well. And just a regular slowdown for you in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W right at North Loop 820. Traffic there is backed up back from Heritage Trace for no real good reason. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dart. Tonight, clear and cold. Overnight low, 30 degrees. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny, but it's still going to stay cold as we don't even hit 50 tomorrow. The high, around 49. Right now, it's 48 and 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right. Let's go back to the Reverend Manning.
That was cut nine.
The sodomites led a protest against our church this past Sunday. Someone informed me that the sodomites were outside of our church protesting. So we went out and took a look, and they were. And they had a big bucket of Starbucks coffee, and
they had a big bucket of sperm.
Have you heard this?
No.
Keep listening.
All kind of other Starbucks paraphernalia with them, and they were all shouting, "Stop the hate now." They said that this church is a hate church and that I'm a hate preacher. But you remember that last week we appeared in several of major online news services, Huffington Post being a major one, The Inquisitor being another, because we had stated that Starbucks is ground zero for Ebola. And we pointed up how these homosexual sodomite persons, such as Dr. Craig Spencer, who lives right here in the Harlem area, who is a sodomite.
How does he stay out of court?
I don't know.
The pulpit's only going to protect you so much.
And also keep in mind,
Starbucks, aren't they based in Seattle?
Yes.
Those are depressed people. They'll sue you just because it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the music that came out of Seattle, especially Nirvana. Why is it all so dark? Look where they live.
That they frequent, that Starbucks is a place where these types frequent and a lot of body fluids are exchanged there. But the thing that I was not aware.
Yeah, that's where I go. I'm looking for good oral. Forget finding a glory hole at a Texaco and Waxahachie. I'm going to Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that there have been some information that had been released, and the Inquisitor News online news service carried this as a major story the week before.
I got to check. I'm just going to pull up. What's his first name? James?
I think so. I think it's James David Manning.
I don't know. Let's just try Reverend Manning. And I'll click on the news thing. He is nowhere on the first page of results for Reverend Manning. I think it is James. We'll try that. No. Mm-mm. See if he's on the second page. Nope. We'll see what I'm getting stuff about. Looks like a bunch of dead people. Maybe because I put Reverend, it's pulling up obits.
I guess.
Peyton Manning's, hold on. October 26th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Something about Manning. In the Brown Daily Herald. Well, that's fitting.
Okay.
And it's not going to load, so I have now lost interest. Let me go back to the clip.
That I was not aware of is that there had been some information that had been released, and the Inquisitor News Online News Service carried this as a major story the week before, that what Starbucks was doing is that they were taking specimens of male semen and they were putting it in the blends of their lattes. Now, this is the absolute truth. I mean, can you imagine it? And I believe that they were doing that.
I always wondered where they got that foam from them lattes.
Oh, God.
And there is no word with Starbucks. This is about a week old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nothing from Starbucks.
Not that I've heard, no.
So when you drink Starbucks coffee, it's right there. See it right there. I'm not making this up. Inquisitor is a reputable online service, and they wrote 3 pages on this, the event. And the FDA is investigating. A lot of other people are investigating as well. So my question is, where are they getting all this semen from? My
guess would be men if they were doing it. Is the Inquisitor, is that a real news outlet? They may have a website, but that doesn't mean anything. I got a real website. That doesn't mean I'm a broadcaster.
I'm on their website right now. I don't know if they originate anything or if they're just a news aggregator.
Okay. My guess is he keeps referring to the Inquisitor news story.
Hey, you can't sue me. I'm just reading off the internet.
I believe that they were doing that. So when you drink Starbucks coffee, it's right there. See it right there. I'm not making this up. Inquisitor is a reputable online service, and they wrote 3 pages on this, the event. And the FDA is investigating. A lot of other people are investigating as well. So my question is, where are they getting all this semen from? My suspicion is that they're getting this semen from sodomites. Now I know why I don't go to Starbucks. I want to tell you that there will not be a public sodomite in Harlem in not too many days. And Starbucks will close. Starbucks will be found to be perverting its customers and perverting human sexuality. Starbucks has for years been using sexual fluids to prosper their businesses, and the truth is now coming out.
Did you see anywhere online FDA investigates Starbucks?
Sorry. I've already heard this, but it still makes me laugh.
Putting fluids in their coffee. Under the direction of President Obama, who I still think is a werewolf.
Oh, yeah, that's right, I forgot.
Oh, I don't go to Starbucks. I want to tell you that there will not be a public sodomite in Harlem in not too many days. And Starbucks will close. Starbucks will be found to be perverting its customers and perverting human sexuality. Starbucks has for years been using sexual fluids to prosper their businesses, and the truth is now coming out.
Would you like the truth?
Would I?
Yes.
I think I already know it, just because all I have to go on what he says and ignore it. And does he only have a problem
Is it only sexual because it's semen?
I guess.
Would you not have a problem if Starbucks was taking big in their grandes?
It's a scat-tay.
What did you find online?
I found the story he was talking about on The Inquisitor. But, and they link to where the original story was posted, on a different website. But even in The Inquisitor's story, it says the article is fake.
Really?
Yes.
The Inquisitor posted that?
Mm-hmm. The headline.
How far into the story does it say it's fake?
Second paragraph.
Okay.
So enough to where if you actually read the article, then you would read that it was fake. Yeah, the headline, were semen samples really found in Starbucks drinks nationwide initiating an FDA investigation? They give some backstory about different things about Starbucks. Stories will definitely put Starbucks on a pedestal of respect because they were doing nice things for their employees. But another report may destroy all of that. Apparently, semen was found in Starbucks drinks nationwide, and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is currently investigating the situation. The article picked up steam when it was shared among numerous social sites, including Facebook and Twitter. This will surely hurt Starbucks' reputation, right? Fortunately for them, the derogatory article is fake. Originally written by Hustlers, it claimed that has been reported that Starbucks has allegedly been including semen in the products for the last 3 months. Samples were found in the back of stores, blah, blah, blah. All that really doesn't matter because it's a fake story.
So he just read the first paragraph?
Something along those lines. He may have just read the damn headline. You know what? I doubt he even clicked on the story. My guess is he was scrolling Facebook, saw someone post it on Facebook, and went with it. And that's just in that truncated form on Facebook.
If you're really a man of God and you claim to have direct communications with God on a daily basis, wouldn't you ask him, hey, is this real? God goes, hang on a second. Snoops. says it's false.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I even pulled it up. It's on Snopes. It says it's false.
Yeah. But the weird thing is when you initially search for this, all the things that pop up are Reverend Manning's video and different news outlets talking about, listen to what this crazy preacher man had to say.
Who can't even vet a story. And again, he's trying to... Sorry, I'm having issues with my bitch computer.
Oh, boy.
Can't even vet... You really? What are you trying to do? I know Internet Explorer stopped working. You're supposed to be a respected man with your congregation, and you're going to spread a bunch of... What else? Really, all you need in the congregation... What else is he lying to us about? What else does he not check out? What else does he get off Facebook? Well, this was in The Inquisitor. It also said it wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sue his hair straight.
I am with you. Absolutely. If I'm Starbucks, I torch him.
I'm just reading off the internet a story that said it's fake, and you left that out. Well, I didn't read that far.
You kind of need to before you decide to disseminate this information.
It's one thing to spread hate, and he does spread hate.
Yes.
But when you start bringing companies and corporations into it, and you haven't vetted anything, I'd take his church. I'd turn it into a gay dance hall. And I'd call it Reverend Manning's Gay Dance Hall.
And then start up a new dance, call it the Manning. Really, all you're doing, you're just humping each other on the dance floor.
Hey, let's go down to Reverend Manning Gay Dance Hall and butt on stage
while he watches. Oh,
I still find it amazing that anybody follows him.
every prediction he's made that we've heard has fallen through. God will not put a black man in a White House. Not only is he in there, he stayed extra long.
Yeah. Yeah, there was when I was looking for this video, because I had seen it somewhere, on someone mentioned it on Twitter. One of the other videos I saw was of him in the South somewhere, I want to say Mississippi, at some sort of anti-abortion rally with local pastors and activists. And I'm wondering, why would they invite him down?
They think he's got, hold on, line one, Alfie?
Yep.
Yes, Tanya.
Russ, I just left Starbucks and I got foam on my drink and you made me spit it out.
How?
Because you played this story. I had to look at it. I got foam on my drink.
You sodomite.
I was drinking semen.
She doesn't sound too torn up about it.
I'm going to get pregnant now.
Well, you take that coffee and pour it in your vagina. Praise God.
Is she about to have mouth babies? This is probably the one story that would have been even better in the morning.
What? Oh, when people are getting Starbucks.
Yeah. I mean, they still get it all day, obviously, but still. Everyone not so fast on your lattes.
So you cut down, what, an 8-10 minute video?
Yeah.
To a couple of minutes?
Mm-hmm. Because
does he mention Starbucks the entire time? Does he even throw out, there's a possibility this might not be true?
No. Basically everything I trashed was either completely unrelated to his central point or it was redundant. So out of like an 8-minute video, two and a half was actually the guts.
Did he say anywhere in there, I know he said Starbucks will close. Did he say when?
No, he just said in the coming days you will see, sort of almost as if he's making, you know, some sort of, you know, prophecy. Starbucks will go away in Harlem. I don't think so.
I know Starbucks isn't afraid of him. I know corporations don't like to sue evangelist churches.
But this is one you could make an exception.
I think you need to make an example.
No one would be mad at you.
A lot of them hide behind the pulpit. Hey, this didn't come from me. This came from God, who read the Inquisitor. Obviously, God didn't get the same paragraph.
Where it says it's fake.
All I know is I read in there, there's semen in your latte. And that Tanya chick right now, that foam all over your mouth, that's man's sperm.
The article, the original fake article.
You better spit it out.
I'm reading from the Inquisitor now. The article even goes as far as to reference people such as Jameson Fields, who is reportedly an FDA inspector, and Jackie Sultana, who was supposedly a daily customer at Starbucks. They even included bogus statements for both, in which Fields said...
This is all in the fake story.
Yes, in which Fields said the following. We cannot believe this. This is disturbing. If I wanted to consume semen, I would just do gay pornography. Who would have known I was consuming semen through Starbucks? That's according to a fake FDA inspector. And then a fake customer was quoted in the fake story as saying, if they're using semen, then they should keep using it because it's so GD good, I might just try semen alone to see if it's that good. All in the story.
The website that this originated on, is that like a parody website, like The Onion?
Yeah.
Is it obvious on that website?
It is not necessarily. Well,
that it's a parody website?
On Hustler's website, yes. It says, Hustlers.com is a combination of real shocking news and satire news to keep its visitors in a state of disbelief.
Just to keep people confused.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't playing Russian roulette with my latte. That better be cream. I also read someplace that those Slurpees at 7-Eleven, that makes your asshole shrink. And the Whoppers at Burger King, that make you frogs.
Is that how we get the new plagues?
And I know that damn rib got
got something to do with locusts.
All right, we got a break. We'll be back. Be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
403, this is KEGO. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by DART. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 75 right at Mint Park, right there around the High 5. Got an accident there blocking the HOV and the left lane. That one has traffic backed up all the way back from Campbell Road. It involves an overturned vehicle. It's probably going to be there for a little bit. And also in Dallas, southbound 75 on the service road right at Knox Henderson. The service road there is completely shut down due to an accident involving an 18-wheeler. It's starting to back up on the main lane. It's about a 20-minute delay through that. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, clear skies, and it's going to be butt-effing cold with a low of 30. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of just 49. Right now, it's 48 at 97.1 to Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I got our second video today of somebody thanking a police officer for what they do.
Oh, really?
Audio wasn't that much to it. It's posted on my web. Jacob put it in a weird spot on RussMartin.com, so if you want to find them, fine. There are only two now. Somebody, obviously, he held the camera for the guy. He stood next to a state trooper and just said, I want to thank you for what you do. And that was it. And he shot that video after the trooper had read him a ticket.
Shut up. All right, that's probably the ultimate thank you.
Not only do I get to thank you for being law enforcement, I get to make you feel like a dick. Big dick.
It's also, it's sort of a captive audience, you know, as opposed to like the first kid that sent you a video, looked like it was in a 7-Eleven or something. He just walked up and said hi to the officer. At least this way, the officer that's given this guy the ticket, he already knows what this guy is. He knows I'm giving him a ticket, so it's unexpected, even more so. I just wrote you a ticket. You thanking me? You're just trying to get this ticket, aren't you? Step out of the vehicle.
You already wrote the ticket. They sent me a copy of the ticket. He already got it.
Wow.
So we're up to two. I know it's rampant. I told you it'd be out of control.
I know, man. This whole viral thing. You know, maybe just not everyone is shooting video. Some people might just be doing it to do it.
One guy sent a picture of him standing with some firefighters. Well, that's nice. You're kind of missing the theme of, I kind of need video and audio. Just a picture doesn't really cut it.
At least he did something.
He did something, but I didn't use it. Video is video. Learn the difference.
You want videos of people thanking officers and firefighters.
Okay. I think we're done with the sodomites.
Are you sure?
What else?
Oh, no, I know. It's
all I said during the break was, how? Manning's really the only one that I know of that actually names companies. How do you not end up in court? There is not this separation, church and state. That does no.
The only thing I can think is that the companies know who he is and know that he's basically the country/internet's town idiot who's running around just babbling nonsense, and everyone knows it, so it's a waste of time and money to sue him. But at a certain point, you've got to look at, okay, who's in his congregation? Whose minds is he twisting and having little Mannings running around and spreading this type of gospel?
Maybe they're letting it sit to see if there's going to be any damages, because when you sue, there's going to be damages. And if they see, they don't see any protests or, you know, a drop in sales. It's, I F him. He's like a black Rip Taylor. That's why I don't go to Starbucks. Because you read a story off The Onion or a website like it. It's like when Don Imus went off on Starbucks when somebody had told him they hate the military. Oh, Imus and his crew didn't even bother to check to see if the story was real.
And that was in an email forward.
Say it again.
That was in an email forward. It wasn't just like a caller. I mean, both are bad because they didn't do any research on it. But, yeah, it was sent to him by someone else that he knew, so he thought he could trust him as far as a news source.
And they went on. I don't know how long it took him to complain. I think it was the next break where somebody on the staff researched and went, "Hey, boss, yeah, that might not be true."
Oh, well.
They went on to say Starbucks hated Jesus, and one of the Starbucks that Imus used to go to, a rat was running the cash register.
That's right. It was so just wheels off based on one email, and then they go off on the chains that they have gone into. Oh, it's embarrassing. It's one of those where you, like, if someone had done it to mess with Imus to see if he would screw up, it was perfect. Let's tell him this and see how far he'll take it.
There's got to be somebody in management, or it had to be wherever. I think he was still with CBS at the time. Wherever he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was CBS. Because they're the ones that kept making all the good decisions with radio talent. I think a general manager or somebody in the other room would be going, "Hey, man, I'm doing a show. Sure. I'm back at a Starbucks." I can't even do Imus anymore. It just always slips back into Brokaw.
Well, it's just takes a little more focus. Maybe you just have to have like a key word or phrase to it.
Yeah, with Brokaw, I have to have the music.
Mm-hmm. With Imus, you're more guttural than you are with Brokaw.
I think to do Imus, I used to stick a lozenge right in the middle of my tongue and try and balance it.
That's right, yeah.
And then it just distorts your speech.
All right, put that on the checklist. Every day I need lozenges in here in case I want to do Imus. Okay. Was there anything I saw Chief Halstead up on one of the TVs during the break. He's just retiring.
I believe so, yeah.
I mean, it's not, "Hey, I'm stepping down because, man, I can't hold his nose up anymore."
Russ.
What?
Come on.
All he needs are, he's got the mustache. Yeah, he has a mustache.
Hmm?
Yeah, all he needs are just the glasses. Hey, look, our chief of police running around doing Steve Martin. He a wild, crazy guy.
No, I haven't seen anything new on that.
Well, obviously something's going on because unless they were just running old footage, it looked like he was doing a press conference. But I don't see anything.
I think he's supposed to announce it to the city council this evening. Put your fingers down, you wild and crazy guy. God.
That's funny for a lot of reasons. Just because, just picturing him doing that.
Hey, anytime I address the media for any reason, I want my theme music to play.
Your theme music? Those damn fingers.
I'm done. Mr. King Nas. You still got me thinking about songs to work into the Christmas special.
I'm sorry. It was just an idea because we're already doing something different for a Christmas special anyway. One thing we haven't done is...
Nah, I can't work King
musical number.
Jesus. Got a lot of, too many syllables. King Jesus. Jesus. This is the way I write parody songs in my off time.
Yeah, you got to count the syllables.
No, too many. I have the songs out. Oh, I've written dozens of parody songs we've never used on the air.
They just didn't work out?
They worked out. They were just embarrassing afterwards.
Oh.
And I don't write anything drunk. So it's even worse. Because I'd listen to it drunk. I'm like, that sucks.
Your writing process is very odd.
Sober you sucks. All right. More audio? You want to start news? What do you got?
Let's do one more cut of audio. Cut number 11. This you will hear is a 45-year-old man by the name of Stephen Ramsey of Naples, Florida, and he was drunk last week.
Hold on.
I serve the employees and the mayor and council.
That's Chief Halstead.
Pretty overwhelming, and actually just a dream for a chief to have that kind of honor. It's amazing.
The question remains, why are you leaving?
Yeah, you know, a perfect opportunity presented itself. I started a consulting firm, and I have a lot of chiefs around the nation asking me, hey, how did you accomplish all of that? Can you come help us accomplish some of that? And it would be selfish to me to try to do this job here and try to help out others. And
oh,
the
he's
consulting
gonna
opportunity
up.
Worked at a pretty perfect timing.
Yeah.
And then after the police executive research form, that staffing study showed that we are outstanding and excellent. And that's a great legacy to leave for a new chief as well as a new city manager, and I thought that was perfect timing.
Everybody in their career has to make that decision of when you get pushed to the decision of saying, you know what, it's time to leave. That's over the last months.
I can't watch it.
You are unbelievable.
He likes us. I never realized he wore glasses.
Yeah.
So he's going for the Steve Martin look. Mm. All right, what is cut 11?
It is 45-year-old Stephen Ramsey of Naples, Florida, who was drunk last week, called 911 and got a female dispatcher named Sandy. And through his drunken haze, he asked Sandy out.
Collier County 911, what is the address to your emergency?
It's 754.
What street?
Do what?
What is going on? What is it that you need? Do you need the police?
No.
Okay.
I don't need any police.
Do you need an ambulance?
No.
Okay. Do you need the fire department?
No.
So why are you calling 911? What do you need?
I was just touching base with y'all guys.
What'd he say?
I was just touching base with y'all guys. I might touch base with my accountant.
So what do you need? Damn, this game is hard. What else you got? You got a glazed donut? I tell you what, give me a glazed donut and a bottle of anything. Maybe bring me a basket of lemonade and a lukewarm Luke Bryan pot pie.
No.
Okay, do you need the fire department?
No.
So why are you calling 911? What do you need?
I need a bucket of buck-tooth peaches.
I was just touching base with y'all guys. I'm sorry to bother you. Sound really sweet. I'm looking for help.
You want help?
Yes, I want help.
What type of help?
I'm trying to find a new picture frame of this photograph I took of my nipples when I was in the third grade. Do you know where Hobby Lobby is?
Of alcohol.
Okay.
Yes, I want help.
What type of help?
Of alcohol.
Okay.
So
how can the sheriff's office help you? What do you need tonight?
I need an 11-inch ruler. And a loofah.
Looking for a date?
Huh?
Huh?
Yeah, I don't think I would call 911 looking for a date. That's not something you do.
But you snooty bitch. Just because you law enforcement and you turn me down. Mm-hmm. Then get my buck to peaches.
Mm-mm.
Hey, you got any 1982 Playboy magazines with Kathy St. George on the cover? Oh, someone needed a tube of Brill Cream. Because my dong is dry. I don't need much.
Just lining up the dates.
You want to start news now?
That or one more quick piece of audio.
I'll tell you.
Cut 12 is Willie Nelson. He did an interview with CNN last week before he performed at a salute to the troops, and they asked him if he was going to talk to the president about legalizing marijuana.
I probably won't, you know, say anything to the president about it, but I think I realize how he feels about it, and I've read some of his books and things about when he was a kid, how he maybe have delved into that matter a little bit. So I'm sure he's very understanding of what's going on, and he may be happy to see it happening. Well, I really...
Where'd you get this?
It's from CNN. It's just they had like they broke up the interview and just his answers.
What was that, like a match?
It's either that or they smacked him on the wrist with a ruler.
Whoosh. It sounded like they just, all right, what would fit with this? Let's cut this up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you something like that.
They think stress is the cause of a lot of our problems, and I really believe that the best medicine for stress is pot. And, yeah, I think it would make us get along better all over the world.
It actually sounds like something I've heard stoners say on a couch before when I was in college.
We need this for world peace.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
And I think Willie's gone as far as, if you legalize this, now the farmers have a new crop to grow.
That's true.
Since he's always had his farm aid.
Especially if there were any, you know, country music fans, which, you know, country music obviously skews conservative. Some might think, liberal pothead stoner types. But Willie's cool. Willie's cool because he's looking out for the farmers when it comes to the weed.
I didn't think about this till just now. I got nowhere to go with this.
All right.
I wonder if Willie uses the word road in place of pot. Think about his song.
On the road again. So
mm-hmm.
On the weed again.
I can't wait to get on the road again. Should be losing memory with all my friends. Thinking about the song.
Mm-hmm.
You could be using it somehow as a euphemism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For weed. Close. See if on the road again is in the library. I know it's a stretch.
It doesn't have to be, though, because really it could be, it's art, so you can interpret it however you want.
I know, but that could have been his way of spreading the word.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just so everybody knows, road is weed.
Yeah.
Do we have it? I'm going to YouTube.
Is it another race?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Clo's looking for it in the Clear Channel library.
And I don't even type that well. All right, the only reason you're going to win is Internet Explorer stopped working again. Yeah, I don't want to restore the session. Yeah, you'd like you got it right the first time.
Maybe we should see if the IT department will update your computer, even though it's not a company one.
I don't think it's the computer. I think it's... Did you find it?
The live version.
That's all right.
Yeah.
How long is it? It's only 2.5 minutes. All right, let's think weed.
All right.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the weed again.
Mm-hmm.
The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Worked so far.
On the road again. Going places that I've never been. seeing things that I may never see again.
All right, who called this?
All right, you
Has
know.
Anybody ever associated the two with Willie?
This is the first for me. Like a band of
gypsies,
we go
down the highway. Gypsy smoke. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way. Pushing weed.
Mm-hmm. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Hey, that got...
Damn it.
There it is. Song is about weed. Going places where I've never been. Things I'll never see again.
Yeah.
Sneaky country bastard. All right, I think we're going again. I think I've proven my point.
I'd say so.
What is line one, Alfie?
Calling about your theory.
Oh. Yes, Tom.
Charlie Daniels, years ago, was on an entertainment show being interviewed and talking about drug use back in the day, and he postulated the exact same question you did to Willie Nelson, to which Willie's response was, no, but it was a good idea and it would work.
All right, so I wasn't the
you
first.
You can probably find that interview on YouTube somewhere.
Well, you've already killed my story.
Oh, sorry, dude.
Thought I was the first. Damn it.
All right, you may not have been the first, but it was still an original thought in your brain. It's not like you heard it before and trying to pass it off.
Well, now you want to go back and listen to some of his different songs. What else did he work it into?
Yeah, he probably had entire albums.
He had a song, Christmas song, Pretty Paper. You know that was about rolling joints.
Of course.
Always on my mind?
I don't know the lyrics.
You were always on my mind.
I got that. What's a weed part?
I think Club means he was singing about marijuana, saying marijuana is always on his mind.
Yeah.
No, you need more than just that. To be able to take a word and replace it. All right, if I worked weed in here, would he be singing about weed? The answer with my...
Well, that stung.
Well, it should. He is a dumb F.
His theory is fine. Willie could have been talking about weed. He just didn't specify with a word.
Took a perfectly good bit. And then just pulled it out of my chest and stomped on it. Calamari. All right. Look, see? Now we got a break. You ruined my punchline.
I'm sorry.
You Antichrist. Son of mine.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:34, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy. Is it KEGL's Black Thunder?
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Hyundai Blue Link. Hold on, going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound I-30 just after Dolphin got an accident there, blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Ferguson. Also in Dallas, southbound 75, right at Knox Henderson. Service road there shut down, close to an accident. Right now, traffic is backed up in the area. Still in Dallas, southbound 75, right around the High 5. Got an accident there, blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Campbell Road. Finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just before Rendon Crowley got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from Reisinger. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Clear and cold tonight, a low of 30. Then tomorrow, sunny, and a high of only 49. Right now, it's 49 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Dan, why did you ask me about my dad before the show?
I was just curious.
No, you're up to something.
Well, yeah, but it's nothing bad. Just trust me.
Okay. I felt bad that I didn't have the answer to your question. I knew he was in the airborne, mm-hmm. and he was a paratrooper because he always talked about puking in his helmet. Because they'd be, you know, sit there lined up with their tethers on.
Right.
When you jump out, the chute deploys. They feel sick. Hey, Tommy, let me see your helmet for a second. Okay, what do I do this? It's full of your vomit.
And I think they're required to use it when they exit the aircraft.
Oh, so, I mean, man.
It's not like you,
not like you can just dump it out of the floor. That's good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure at that point your CEO is going to be like, you put that on, soldier. I don't care what's in it. You shouldn't have given Rusty your helmet.
But Staff Sergeant. Well, now I'm looking at my helmet. Staff Sergeant, can I see your helmet for a minute?
It looks like, you know, it just turns into a cargo plane full of vomit. See, now we're all in a mess.
The United States must have run out of bombs because now they're just dropping puke on us. But it seems to work because now all the soldiers on the ground are puking. That's how we won Korea.
Looky there.
That would be unsuspecting if you're going on a bombing run and you just everyone vomits out the bomb bay door. Because it's going to distract whoever it hits.
Well, yeah.
Either by vomiting or they're going to realize what it is and go, ew, and start running around.
That's just one of those things that are contagious. Yawning, laughing, and puking. I don't know why.
Yeah,
that seems to be the only three things, unless I'm missing something. If you see somebody digging in their nose, you don't think, hey, I believe I'd like to try that. Or, or I haven't been spelunking in a couple hours. Maybe I got a good one. Digging in your ass. In your crotch. Those aren't really contagious.
Yeah,
just the three biggies.
That's it. Yawning, vomiting, and...
Laughing,
yeah. Yeah, it's like those are the inherent things that, as a species, we prefer to do in a group.
You look over, no.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, there's got to, through nature and evolution, there's got to be a reason why is laughter contagious.
I know that they've done studies on the yawning thing and trying to figure out why it's contagious.
I've read that they said even your dogs will do that if you start yawning in front of them.
I've missed that one.
I've never tried it. I just read it in stories.
One yawning study I do remember that I think we read earlier this year was you can tell how close to someone you are. That's a fake one.
Thank you.
You can tell how close to someone you are or how much they love you based on how long after they yawn when you do.
So the closer you yawn to them?
Yes. So like ideally, if your wife yawns, you better yawn quickly after her or she's going to be suspicious.
I can see bitches turning that around.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you're bored with my yawn. Oh, you just yawned at my yawn.
Oh,
that's how disinterested you are with me and my lack of oxygen or whatever it is we yawn.
Oh, God.
Will you yawn if I vomit? No, I'm with you on that one, baby. I'll puke.
That's where we're a solid team.
And don't ask me to hold your hair up because I'll puke on the back of your head. I saw it on Family Guy. I'll do it.
Grab my hair.
Peter, hold my ears. All over the back of Brian's head.
Why did we do this?
I don't want it. I think that's the first time I've seen any cartoon puke.
Yeah, I think. So. Yeah, I can't recall another one.
South Park.
Ren and Stimpy.
Oh. Was that puke or?
It was
hairballs.
But still, I mean, hairballs are not pretty. They may not technically be vomit, but it's not something that you want to pick up with a bare hand.
Well, it's something that if I see, you know, a cat coughing one up, I'm not going to get sick and cough up my own hairball.
Yeah, I'm busy laughing. It's funny. I'm sorry, little kitty, but damn, it's funny.
Yeah, when that cat gets to chucking, whoo.
What you got? Got a hairball? You little furry. Well, I told you not to keep licking your fur. Smart as you are, you think you get the dog to do it somehow. Why don't you go in the cat box and roll all in your grunt and then just walk around the dogs? They'll lick your fur.
That is true. Yeah. Oh, man, that is true.
God. Man, this is better than anything. This is a cat walking around with food all over his back. It's like a feline roach coach.
It's a kitty food truck.
I'm not sure what combination of meds I'm on, but I'm going to try and stay on it for a while.
I think you should. I'm enjoying your meds.
It may be the Adderall, the Allegra D, and the blood pressure medicine.
Jesus. Well, let's not forget the testosterone while we're at it.
Well, that's supposed to make you more mentally aware, acute.
Well, it doesn't have a choice when it's combined with everything else.
What is line one, Alfie?
She's a little upset at you.
What?
Yes, Amanda.
Hey, Rush. It's Amanda. Yeah. You guys need to stop talking about yawning because I cannot stop.
I don't think it works if you just hear somebody yawn.
It's just talking about yawning makes you yawn.
That's really?
Yes. I actually have a pretty funny story about my psychology teacher taught me also. Was that if you yawn in class, like if you think someone's staring at you, then you can yawn. And if they yawn, then you know they're looking at you.
It also means if they yawn pretty quickly, means they like you.
That they like you more.
What about puke? Does the puke bother you?
Puking, not so much. I don't know. Never. No one's ever made me puke before.
Ooh, so the noise doesn't bother you?
It's pretty gross.
But it doesn't make you want to puke?
No. It doesn't make me want to vomit. And I'm not in my car anymore, so you can't make me vomit in my car.
You want to lay down that gauntlet, Amanda? He made a chick piss in her car last week.
I know. I was listening.
I didn't make her piss.
Yes, you did.
She's the one that chose not to go to the bathroom. Oh, I got to hurry up and get in the car so I can sit in traffic and have to piss.
Fine. You didn't. Okay. You didn't take her to the Grand Canyon. She took herself, but then you nudged her in.
And it's funny when she called. She goes, "You guys got to stop talking about whatever it was, or stop being funny." Because you're going to make me piss. And then there was this silence in the room for like 3 or 4 seconds because we're all thinking, what makes chicks piss?
Yep.
So, I don't know. Does the water noise? I don't think that works with women.
I don't know.
And we never figured it out. Luckily, we just made her keep laughing. And then she called back. Where did I put it? Right before we did a traffic report. I like this for many reasons. When I asked her, did you piss? I did. Then you had Dan's maniacal laugh in the background. And then Alfie, you forget about traffic. Let me take this before we do traffic. Hello, Tara.
I'm not very happy with you right now, boss man.
Did you pee in your car?
I did.
Yes. Stay thirsty, my friends. 6:31, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Sorry, give me a second. Okay, hold on. Eagle traffic's brought to you by Shark Tank on CNBC.
Mm-mm. That's all he got out. That's all I was waiting for was just a sponsor, because I don't even think we have to do traffic. They just use it as something to sponsor.
Yeah.
And on days that there are no sponsors, like holidays, hey, no traffic today. Hey, don't we still need to provide that service, whether there's a sponsor or not?
Don't you got a phone?
Ain't you got a
TomTom or a Garmin? It's all the service stuff. It's crazy.
It's like we're still considered trustees of the airwaves. I don't need to do traffic after that. Nobody's paying for it. Okay, I don't own the company. I don't work in programming. I'm just a slave. You don't want me to do traffic? I'm doing it anyway. Oh, Alfie.
Yo.
I forgot to look this up earlier. Can you pull up Mark Cuban's, I don't know what the website is. It's his Patriots Fund.
Yeah.
See if he takes donations. I emailed him today. I didn't hear back. Then I remembered, oh, he's in jury duty.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, too.
Because I don't know if he takes donations or he just funds it himself.
Okay.
If they take donations, throw that where you would normally would have done our foundation plugs.
Got it.
Okay?
Got it.
It's very kind.
It doesn't cost me anything to promote his Patriots Fund.
No, it doesn't.
He's the one that helped me start our foundation. I don't think he gave us any money, but he made a deal. Something about buying Mavericks tickets, and every ticket that a listener bought, he would match. Let's say a ticket was $25.
Okay.
He would give the foundation $25.
Nice.
I don't know how much we got out of it, but we did go down to the arena, and we started buying tickets.
Oh, no.
Like, all right, I'll just take put some of my money into it.
Sure.
Just so. Actually, that probably didn't work out well. There was something different to it. Maybe it was 2-1. Because if I bought $2,500 worth of tickets and I only got $2,500 to the foundation, I broke even. In fact, I lost money because I couldn't use those tickets.
Yeah.
There was something else to it, but he's the one that helped start the foundation.
I love that.
What?
Just the fact that you have someone that, as successful as he is, he still likes to help people. And what I like about it is that he didn't just help you by saying, here, just take some money and go away. He said, you want to start something? I'll show you the tools and how to do it, and then it's up to you. Which is, in essence, the best way to go about it. Sort of like
I didn't even ask him about it. We were just talking about it on the air one day, and he said, all right, what about this? And this would have been, I don't know, end of 2011, obviously after September. And the idea came up, because we had raised money before for fallen officers. I think the first time we did it, when I started doing, we'll just call it talk.
Right.
Because when I started Mornings at the Eagle, it wasn't all talk. I think it was 1999, Officer Ronnie Lerma died in Garland, mm-hmm. Motor officer. So we raised money for his family. Then after that, I thought, after 9/11, why don't we be prepared? So you don't have to depend on people just showing up. I forget where I was going with this.
That Mark Cuban helped you set it up.
He did.
And then he has his Patriots Fund, which goes to veterans.
Okay. Did you look it up?
Yes, he does accept donations on his website.
And it is?
FallenPatriotFund.org.
Okay. Throw that into traffic, whatever you don't have. Whatever it's not paid for.
Got it.
Bunch of bored dicks. All right, 450. Dan O'Malley is here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, November 11th, 2014. Birthdays today. Actress Krista Allen turns 23. She plays Charlotte Grayson on ABC's Revenge. Leonardo DiCaprio turns 40 today. From Ally McBeal, Calista Flockhart. She turns 50, also married to Harrison Ford. Demi Moore is 52. Actor Stanley Tucci is 54 today. Speaking of the...
Did you leave somebody off at the end?
I guess so. Let's see. Fuzzy Zeller, golfer, 63.
I think on Veterans Day, General Patton.
Oh, I didn't even get down that far. Yes, that's good. World War II General George S. Patton. Today is his birthday. He passed away back in 1945.
Hang on, I forget what his nickname was. Toxic Avenger?
No.
Storm? No, it's Storm and Norman.
Old
Leadfoot.
That could have worked too, but no.
Yellow Belly?
Mm-mm. Definitely not Yellow Belly.
Old Yeller?
No.
Old Faithful?
No.
I forget.
It's Old Blood and Guts.
Yeah, I forgot that.
And then, not a birthday, but a day to be celebrated, is it is, in fact, Veterans Day. And speaking of the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation and officers it has helped, Austin officials have named a new city elementary school in honor of a slain police officer. Officer Jamie Padron's two daughters joined Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo on Sunday for the ribbon cutting and dedication before a crowd of hundreds of people. Padron was fatally shot in 2012 while answering a shoplifting call at a Walmart.
Wonder why they didn't start with, I don't know if she was the first, but I remember Amy Lynn Donovan. Wonder why not her?
I don't know. She may have already had an elementary school named after her. I'm not sure. The $30 million school opened this fall and is the largest elementary school in the city. Organizers say they hope the memory of Padron's sacrifice reinforces the bond between officers and the community. And Padron's killer, Brandon Daniel, was convicted of capital murder in February and sentenced to death. So good.
I believe that's a conversation I need to have with Rawlings and Price.
I would agree with that. Certainly.
And it's not like you're going to run out of names.
No.
I know Mayor Price, I know Betsy would be all over it. She's just looking for a way to get in my drawers.
You think that's why she's doing it?
Yeah.
She wants you to come pedal on her bicycle of love.
I'll knock you off your bicycle again.
You know, you fall off a bike one time, and Russ never lets you forget it.
Doesn't mean Mayor Rawlings of Dallas wouldn't be into it, but he's... I don't have that sexual advantage over him.
I'm glad to hear you finally admit that. And I think he is, too.
Almost yawned and puked at the same time.
Damn, that would have been one of my proudest moments. Put that on my resume. A brave teenager is talking about how he helped save a Philadelphia police officer from a burning car. 17-year-old Joe Chambers is a volunteer firefighter. Sorry.
What?
I can't read that now without laughing.
Why?
17-year-old Joe Chambers is a volunteer fireman.
Oh.
Talladega Nights.
Sorry, darling.
Anyway, he's credited with pulling Philadelphia police officer Mark Kimsey from the burning squad car moments after colliding with a pickup on Saturday night. Joe said, "We were watching Cops, and we heard a big bang." That's when Joe says he ran to the injured officer's car, and he was stuck in it. It was on fire. He said he was in shock. He couldn't feel his legs, and he couldn't move. His door was locked shut, and it wouldn't open. There were people standing by watching, so I yelled over for someone to come help me because we had to get him out through the window.
Standing by watching. Look for a brick, something. It's happened here locally. Go ahead.
Yeah. At the bottom of the car, it was on fire a little bit, but once we got him halfway out the window, the whole engine blew. Dante Johnson also jumped in to help. He said we pulled the cop to the side, and afterwards he was like, yeah, I'm okay, thank you guys. They pulled the unresponsive driver from the pickup truck as well.
The truck hit the squad car, and that's what started the fire?
Yeah.
No, the driver stays in the truck.
Yeah. Joe says a bond was immediately formed when he visited Officer Kimsey in his hospital room. And while he has training as a first responder, Joe says this was all on instinct. Officer Kimsey is expected to be okay, and he should be back at work within the next few days.
How old is the volunteer fireman?
17.
Damn. You got people doing acts of heroism before they're even the age of consent.
Mm-hmm.
And you got other grown-ups running around, bagging on cops, doing nothing. I do not consent to this conversation. All right. So you're not going to talk to us. How about if we just lock you up for a while, and then you cannot talk to prisoners while they bang you in the butt. see if you don't consent to anal sex.
I do not consent to this anal pounding. Dude, I could sit to see. I keep saying that. That makes me hot.
Yeah.
Man, I hear this one all the time. Say something new. And by the way, push a little bit.
Mm.
Helps.
Do you just happen to have an idea on how to make a flying aircraft carrier?
I I thought that was a random question you were asking.
No, no. It's part of a news story. Because if you do, the Defense Department wants to know about it. The Defense Advanced Research Products Agency,
that's a bad idea.
Best known as DARPA, has a request for ideas on how to develop an airborne platform that could both launch and recover other aircraft. What?
Hey, if just one propeller goes out, you know what happens.
It's gonna. You have to get Iron Man to fix it.
We already know the dangers. It's like, why would you build, you know, for the Avengers, a craft that lifts up so you can launch and land on it with four engines? Because if one goes out, you know you're going to tilt.
That's good old-fashioned physics.
It's almost like you want to go with an odd number. I don't know why. Just as an auxiliary, whatever.
We have 21 engines. Go ahead, take one out.
So somebody in the government watched the Avengers.
It seems that way, yes. Like, ooh, that's a good idea. We should get one of those.
I wonder what those cost. I bet the Israelis got one. They got everything.
Maybe just borrow theirs. However, it's not. It wouldn't be Avengers size, is what they're saying. DARPA.
Well, they're talking about things landing on it.
They are. But here's what it is. DARPA wants ideas on how to turn aircraft currently in the Pentagon inventory into platforms that could carry unmanned aerial systems that everyone knows as drones. So you wouldn't need an aircraft carrier the size that would be able to handle F-18s, just something big enough that could handle the smaller drones.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about unmanned. Okay.
So it would be
something
to scale.
But, well, you know what they're working up to.
Yeah.
Well, we can't start with something that big. Well, obviously, Marvel's got a bigger budget than the U.S. government. Oh, we're Marvel. We always make a profit. Ready to pay our bills.
Marvel also has cloaking, which is pretty badass.
Now, most of our senators and congressmen, they know how to cloak. Mm-hmm. Where are you going? We're off for 3 months. Some people call it vacation. We call it cloaking.
The plan could add to the range of the drones and open up new missions they cannot now undertake because of the limited range. DARPA says you have to keep the cost low, and they'd like something they could demonstrate within 4 years. Your proposal should fit on 8 standard, 8.5 by 11 inch pages in 11-point type. Deadline, November 26th, in case you have some drawings.
And this was actually a government request?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't the U.S. government just get on Kickstarter and see if they can get enough people to give them the money?
I'm not going to put it past them. Why not? Because actually, dumber things have been funded on Kickstarter. If you're the government, you say, hey, you know what we want? We want a kick-ass flying aircraft carrier. I'd put in $20. I want to see that. And not only do I want to see it, I want to make sure that the first one ever made has a great big American flag on the side of it.
And what if you, I don't know how Kickstarter works. What if they don't get the money they need or the product never comes to fruition? Do you get your money back?
That I do not know.
My guess is no. Would you just pay them through PayPal, something like that?
I think so.
Yeah, people, I've never really looked at the website. It's just when an odd product pops up. Hey, this guy got this much money on Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm. I know one guy, I think he got 50, it was like, I want to say, he posted on Kickstarter, got $50,000 because he said he wanted a burrito.
I saw that story. I didn't get it.
People are morons. They saw, oh, this guy posted that he wanted a burrito. I'll give him $5, and then 100 idiots do that, and then 100 more.
And there's no, it's not fraudulent because you just said, hey, man. Damn, I need one with meat.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I want a burrito now. I haven't had bread in months.
Have some bread, man.
Can't.
Yes, you can.
Going to ruin my low-carb metabolism, or however this thing works, where I'm not losing weight. I'm doing something wrong on this diet. I'm not sure what it is. Maybe I got a yeast infection.
Okay, first of all, why would you think you have a yeast infection?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a way that I'm producing carbs and not knowing. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
508, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Visit Florida. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after Garden Acres. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is back-to-back at Sycamore School Road. Also, Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Alta Mesa. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. That one has traffic backed up back from I-20. In the McKinney, northbound 75, right at El Dorado, got an accident there. That one has traffic backed up into Allen back from Stacy Road. In Plano, northbound 75, just before Park, got a stalled vehicle blocking the HOV lane. Traffic's backed up back from Campbell Road. And finally, in Dallas, southbound 75, right around the High 5, got an accident there blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from the Bush. The Mark Cuban Foundation's Fallen Patriot Fund supports the families of U.S. military personnel who have courageously fallen or been injured during Operation Iraqi Freedom. To donate, visit fallenpatriotfund.org. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Volvo. Tonight, clear and cold, a low down to 30. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of just 49. Right now, it's 48. The 97.1 The Eagle.
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, Daniel.
Would you like more news? Or we also put together some Veterans Day trivia.
Oh, damn.
What?
Who's the trivia thing for?
What do you mean?
Who's supposed to answer the questions?
You are.
Oh, no.
why do you look so afraid?
Because I'm... Okay. How many questions you got?
It's about 20-ish. It spans all, pretty much, I think, every war that the United States has been involved in.
And this wasn't something we could talk about ahead of time so I could come up with witty answers.
No, this is one of those things where...
That's not the way this show works, see?
No, see? You didn't need any advance notice on that. You just let your razor sharp wit shine.
All right.
Alfie, help me with these. So if you want help, maybe from Chloe, would be okay, Alfie?
Chloe's cool.
All right.
They can help me with the answers?
Chloe can't. But Alfie and I did the questions.
Okay. All right.
All right, here we go. Name the last official war that the United States participated in.
World War II.
That is correct.
Congress were considered police actions.
Mm-hmm. Congress declared war on Japan on December 8, 1941, and also declared war on Germany and Italy on December 11th. What Civil War battle is widely known as the bloodiest day in American history?
Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
This one happened up north?
It is not Gettysburg.
Damn.
Starts with an A.
Battle of...
See, if I didn't have the answer in front of me, I wouldn't have guessed this one.
What does the A stand for?
You. The battle of...
Oh, it's got something to do with Lincoln.
Well, they all do. It's
I know. I don't know.
The Battle of Antietam.
Wouldn't have known it.
Yeah. The sinking of what British ship led to the U.S. intervention in World War I? I think you've said this one before.
Lusitania?
That's right. See? Yeah.
Take it.
It's not often you look that surprised, but...
I know my history.
Yes, you do. What year did the United States join World War I?
World War I, that would have been before World War II.
You're on the right track.
1912.
Add five.
1917.
Yes, thank God.
Oh, you know, I should have known that one.
Why?
That was in a song in 1917. Took a little trip. Da, 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 da. No, that's a different song. Everyone.
Okay. Name the two primary combatants in the War of 1812.
Let's see. Who would we have been mad at? Couldn't really go that far at the time. The Florida Keys.
What?
I'm just trying to think of some place we could get to that was close.
All right, so obviously one of your answers is the United States. It was us against somebody, but it was not the Florida Keys.
All right. Cuba?
No.
Venezuela?
No.
Mexico?
No. That came later. You're thinking of the Mexican-American War. That was much, much later.
Guam?
No, there's no war against Guam. That'd have been really unfair.
All right, probably wasn't Canada.
No.
Manhattan?
No, Manhattan is us.
Oh. I thought Manhattan was the island where we shipped all the... Damn it. Souls off to.
No.
Ask anybody in Manhattan. They all know they're holes.
Well, that may be, but that's not the answer to this question.
1812.
Yeah.
England?
Yes. Very good.
There's another one. You said two combatants.
The United States and who are the two combatants? Like, who are the two fighting each other? You already got that when you said, who were we mad at? So I already gave you that answer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In what Massachusetts town did the shot heard round the world happen?
Salem.
Right state.
Shot heard around the world. Boston?
No.
Get a clue.
Starts with an L. The first three letters are a luxury car brand. Or start out as a luxury car brand.
Ford LTD?
No, it did not happen in LTD, Massachusetts.
Lincoln?
No.
Las Vegas?
No.
Lomo Alto?
La Sabre?
Not La Sabre. Lexington.
Oh.
I thought that was in Kentucky.
There is a Lexington, Kentucky, but there's also one in Massachusetts.
Well, if you're going to play screwy games.
Well, I'm sorry. During the Civil War, what U.S. general burned Georgia?
Civil War, Georgia. The other guy.
I'll take it.
not General Lee.
The guy he was against?
Yeah.
Technically correct. It's Ulysses S. Grant.
I don't own a Ulysses S. Grant car. I drive General Lee.
Yes, you do. Name the presidents in office at the beginning and end of World War II.
Oh, Jesus. Two.
This is an Alfie question.
First one was Truman. First one is Roosevelt.
Yes.
Second one was Truman.
Yes, very good.
Truman was the one that dropped the bomb on the Japs.
You got it.
Hey, I just got into office. What should I do first? Yeah. I like shadows.
Name the movie.
Hey, you like shadow puppets?
Name the movie based on the famous 54th Massachusetts Volunteer Infantry, one of the nation's first all-black regiments. based in the Civil War.
Big movie?
Mm-hmm. It won Oscars and stuff.
It's got the word black in it?
No.
Ba-ba black sheep?
No, that's not even... No, that's really bad.
Black Squadrons. God, I forgot what Tuskegee?
Civil War.
Oh, Civil War.
Yeah.
Starred Matthew Broderick.
Denzel
Washington. Is that the movie where he goes, I can't stay here, it's too hot? This is Africa hot? Is that the same movie? I didn't see. Forget the movie. I don't know it.
It's Glory.
Okay.
Okay. What battle marked the end of the Revolutionary War? That's tough, Alfie.
I got most of these off of Schoolhouse Rock.
Read it again.
What battle marked the end of the Revolutionary War?
The last battle?
Yes, that is correct.
Is that what they call it?
Well, it's the Battle of Yorktown, but...
They didn't call it.
You're technically correct. The last one, idiot.
That's what I would have called it.
Mm-hmm. Name the official code names for the Gulf War and liberation of Kuwait.
Oh. Iraqi freedom?
Before that. The Gulf War. So, Bush Senior, President.
The Gulf of Mexico War?
No.
Gulf Hurricane?
No.
I'm thinking of what goes on in our Gulf.
Not our Gulf, their Gulf.
I know. Gulf Storm?
Desert Storm.
Oh.
Katrina Storm. In what French?
Katrina and the Waves. The Walking on Sunshine War.
In what French town, or I guess province, did the Allied powers stage the largest amphibious invasion in history?
Normandy.
Yes. Name the day that will live in infamy.
This is a Winston Churchill line, isn't it?
Roosevelt.
Winston Roosevelt?
Franklin Roosevelt. The day that will live in infamy.
The guy from Family Guy?
Oh, my God.
That was the...
I'll take the day as it's known. It doesn't have to be the exact date. Either way.
I should know it. I got no clue.
December 7th, 1941.
Oh, the attack on Pearl Harbor.
There you go. Theodore Roosevelt commanded this famous cavalry during the Spanish-American War.
The Solid Gold Dancers.
that got me. No.
Theodore Roosevelt?
Uh-huh. Teddy?
Name of this, his cavalry?
Yes.
The Rough Riders?
Yes. That was good. All right, just a few more. Steel. All right, think about this one. You can be able to guess it if you don't know it. Steel from the World Trade Center was used in the construction of this 21st century 25,000-ton San Antonio-class naval ship.
What is the USS Q?
That's the alternate name.
Yeah.
Also known as the USS...
New York?
That's right. You know that the USS FU is written on that thing somewhere. Mm-hmm. And what...
God, can you just imagine that coming up to the coast of some country that's pissed us off? Oh. Oh, Oh, it's the USS Q. And it says it in all languages.
You know those big millimeter guns?
We've only heard about it.
They only use the middle one.
Yeah. It's like three small ones and one great big one in the middle.
In what U.S. war did foreign troops successfully capture and occupy the Capitol and White House? The British did it.
Yeah, I was going to say it was before the Civil War.
Yeah.
The British War?
Which one?
The one where they burnt the White House?
I'm going to be a little more specific.
The, War of...
Yes.
Is that right so far?
Yes, you're good.
The Roses.
No.
War of... I don't know.
1812.
No.
Robert E. Lee surrendered on April 9th in this Virginia town.
Virginia. I don't know any cities in Virginia. Was it a burg?
No.
A ville?
Mm-mm. This is the one town in Virginia that is none of those. Starts with an A.
Albatross.
It happened at a... what is... Because of this surrender at a courthouse.
Courthouse town?
No. App.
I don't have it.
Appomattox.
Oh, no. I wouldn't have done that.
All right. The Bell UH-1 Iroquois was a staple. It's a helicopter. Was a staple during the Vietnam War and was better known by this nickname. Most popular helicopter during Vietnam.
Talking about the Apache?
No.
No.
This is more of a transport.
The Dart helicopter?
No. Baby.
Oh, a Huey.
Yes. All right, 1, 2. All right. Just five more.
Thanks for waiting until 5 o'clock, middle rush hour, to do this.
You're welcome. The U.S. government has neither confirmed nor denied the existence of this elite special operations unit.
SEALs?
It's also a kick-ass Chuck Norris movie.
Texas Rangers.
No.
Commandos?
No.
The Force?
Which one?
The dark one.
The dark force. What?
Delta Force.
Yes. All right.
Or Delta Burke. I should have gone with Delta Burke. Damn it. They asked me again so I can fix it in post.
The U.S. government has neither confirmed nor denied the existence of this elite special operations unit.
Delta Burke.
That's right.
Hey, I've never heard a radio show fix things on the air.
All right. These are going to be a little tougher for you, but...
How many are left?
Just four.
All right.
This Army officer was an accomplished helicopter pilot and was presented with a Purple Heart by United States Congressman Sam Johnson. You want me to just give you the answer?
He would be a hero.
That is correct. His name is Captain Alfredo Coy. We know him as Alfie's dad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And read that one again?
He was... This Army officer was an accomplished helicopter pilot and was presented with a Purple Heart by United States Congressman Sam Johnson.
Very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Captain Alfredo Coy. This Marine volunteered for and fought bravely in Vietnam. The answer is Corporal Jerry Mychek, best known to me as my father-in-law.
Very nice.
Sorry, this one makes me laugh. This soldier was stationed in Australia and liked to punch things.
Captain Kangaroo.
It might have been based on him. This is United States Army Ranger Earl K. Rayborn, close grandfather. And finally, this decorated United States Army paratrooper was part of the storied 82nd Airborne, stationed out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
That would be my dad.
George Rusty Martin, Russ's dad.
This is the only time I've teared up since he died. You're a real shithead, you know?
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:36, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy, it's an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Rules of Engagement on TXA 21. Getting things started off in Dallas, southbound 75 right at Midpark. Got an accident there in the clearing stages now. Traffic is backed up all the way back from the bush into Plano, northbound 75 just before Park. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the HOV lane. Traffic there is backed up into Richardson back from Campbell Road. Into McKinney, northbound 75, right at El Dorado, got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. That one has you backed up in Allen back from Stacy Road. In Corinth, northbound I-35E just before Corinth Parkway, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back to Swisher Road. And finally, in Mesquite, westbound I-30, right at Northwest Drive, got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from Bobtown. Call number 9 with a pair of tickets to go see Nickelback at the Jackson Energy Pavilion on April 4th. Before you can even buy them, call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Clear and cold tonight, 30 for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, sunny with a high of 49. Right now, it's 48 degrees and 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
With the news, Dan O'Malley.
Thank you, Chuck Morgan. Rescue teams and salvage teams had to use a crane to lift a 1990 Corvette out of the Delaware River on Monday afternoon. Police say the car was driven into it due to a bitter divorce dispute. According to police, in an attempt to get back his soon-to-be ex, the man took her prized Corvette, put it in drive, hopped out, and let it roll right into the chilly waters of the Delaware. A witness on the scene saw the man run away. That witness told the local Fox affiliate the man was pleading with him not to call police and that the car the witness saw go in the water was a family matter.
Ain't none of your business. Just back away.
That's right.
It's private. Private property, private car.
Police say the man put officers in danger. Marine units rushed to the scene as divers spent an hour searching and wondering if anyone was inside it. After seeing the story on the news, the man's soon-to-be ex-wife showed up to the scene and identified the car. That man now faces charges of, at the very minimum, reckless endangerment and possible environmental fines. You can't put this in the trash here.
It's illegal dumping.
It's what it is.
Try and divvy it up now. Tell that to divorce judge. By the way, I drove the house into the lake too. F*** off.
The Philly Police Chief Inspector Joe Sullivan said it's a nasty divorce. The male we are currently seeking did make...
Really? Does he think so? Yeah, for sure?
He's an inspector.
He's astute.
He said the male we are currently seeking did make a threat to his current or soon-to-be ex-wife that he was going to destroy the car.
Damn.
What?
You know that they're going to find... Who saw him drive it into the lake?
It was just a witness.
Oh.
Just some guy who just saw him just like, hey. You know, that had to be odd for that guy's day.
It's a family matter.
Do it in the middle of the night?
No, it was 4:15 on Monday afternoon.
All right, then what? Then you know somebody's going to spot it. It's not just like dumping bodies into the Trinity like it used to happen.
Used to.
Well, it's in vogue now again because of Mayor Rawlings. But he knew he was going to get popped. Why not just wait till the middle of the night?
That's the part that makes no sense. Unless the only thing I can think of would be he had just gotten into a fight with his wife and was like, I'll show you, and takes off with the car and then does it then.
1990 Corvette.
Her prize.
Apparently, 90 was a big year for her.
You got to do it in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere. I'm not really sure where you would go out here. Chloe, what lakes have you driven into before? Just Louisville?
Just Louisville.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, but he's done it twice.
Well, he didn't drive all the way into it. It wasn't because he was pissed off. He just... Why'd you do it?
Yeah.
One time was during the wintertime when there was moss up front and I was trying to impress a chick. And the second time was just by accident.
Watch, I can drive on moss.
this Honda's magical?
What did the moss have to do with impressing her?
Well, it wasn't really moss. It was just like, we're just going to drive it down the lake to try to scare her. Be
oh, the moss funny. Made you slip in. Yeah. You didn't look at it and go, I ain't scared of moss.
No.
I don't need moss. Tell me which way is north.
So did you guys date long after that?
No, she disappeared. Jumped out of the back.
Oh. I thought possibly she went into the lake too.
No.
Oh, you don't want to go on a second date?
What did you do before that? Was this a first date, you said?
No, it wasn't a first date. We just met at Sneaky Pete's.
You had met her. Was it, Dan, you're going to have to.
All right.
No, I mean, is it the first time you've been out or not?
We'd never been out. I met
her. And it was a first date.
I met her at Sneaky Pete's that night. I was like, hey, you want to take a stroll in this beautiful 86 CRX convertible? You don't have a convertible. Let me show you.
They didn't make CRX convertibles. Yeah. You're right. They didn't. But I bought a hacksaw.
And a blowtorch.
Yep. People need to understand that that's not being said just to be funny. Chloe actually did that.
He didn't cut it himself. He took it someplace that had it customized and turned into a convertible.
Right.
And he still owns that car.
It's downstairs right now. Top down.
Is this a car you plan on keeping till death?
Probably. Yeah, because my grandmother bought it for me. That's the main reason why.
It just looks like Chloe.
It absolutely
I don't mean a type of car that Chloe would own. It looks like Chloe.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
Dan, you want to?
It is visually similar to you.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Small.
It's quiet. Yeah.
Not really a good head on its fenders.
Yeah, the only thing that car is missing is the painted toenails. If you somehow found a way to paint toenails on that car, it would be you.
I'm going to get some new wheels now.
Yeah. Don't you normally paint your toenails pink?
No.
Is it bare? No offense.
Look at him getting
it. It's always blue, green, or black. It's never anything.
How do you decide? Who paints them?
Well, this place called Hollywood Nails.
You regular?
Yes.
They Asian?
Yes.
They say a lot of stuff you can't understand while they're doing it?
Not until I downloaded the translator app.
Were they really talking about you?
A little bit, but mostly it was just totally miscellaneous stuff.
You ever seen any other guys in there getting their toenails painted?
Every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
There is no bonding.
Why not?
I didn't ask if there was bonding. I'm just curious how many guys actually get their toenails painted. Why can't you do it yourself? Chicks paint their toenails?
I tried. It looks like I murdered my toes.
Don't they make like little cutout thingies where you just lay it over your toenails so you can paint? Like a stencil.
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't think so.
What do you pay to get them painted?
That's like $25.
Per foot?
No.
$12.50 a foot.
Yeah. Exactly.
It still seems like a lot.
$12.50 a foot for anything's a lot.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that with flooring.
They take it also, too. They take all the dead skin off your feet and
you have nasty feet?
Well, no, because I go there on a regular basis.
Okay, so you're not just going in to get your toenails painted. You're going in for a pedicure.
Yes.
Okay, that makes more sense.
The whole thing.
But why are you going to paint it?
I started it a long time ago and just never stopped.
Chicks dig it?
Yes.
Get a lot of poon because of it?
I have in the past.
Hmm. Maybe I should paint mine. That way they can't tell they're yellow.
Oh, look. What color is that? It's brittle navy.
I was kind of going for the battleship look.
I don't even think I've ever seen you wear a sandal or a flip-flop.
I never wear sandals. I've never worn sandals. I never will. I can't stand that feeling between the big toe and the next toe. I just don't like the feeling. And sandals, mm-mm.
Okay.
The flip-floppy thing, that drive me crazy. I cut my own feet off. Clothes always worn sandals.
Yeah.
Plus, you get no height out of sandals. I like boots. I'm 6 foot, I like the extra couple of inches.
I get that.
That way I'm almost as tall as Skull.
I get that. I do. Yeah, because it's like the boots I'm wearing, I easily pick up an inch and a half. If I go to flip-flops,
I don't think I've ever noticed the shoes that you wear. Let me see them. Those are like lumberjack boots.
No, not really.
Well, it's not cowboy boots.
Yeah, they're kind of square-toed-ish.
Those are pretty big heels.
Yeah. They're my tall shoes. Whenever I'm feeling low.
Then I'm going to come in and terrorize Chloe. So he has to look up at me. It's Don Davis in the hall the other day. I didn't realize how tall he is. He's got to be 6'2 or 6'3.
Yeah, I think. He's
tall. Actually, he's got to be taller than that because me with my boots, these are probably.
Those got to give you, what, 2 inches?
Yeah. Probably the cowboy boots, probably a couple of inches. And Don's still taller than me.
I'd put Don at like 6'4".
Yeah, I'd say at the very minimum. It's probably when he shows up so good on 8mm footage.
He really fills out the screen. Oh, Don.
Aviv, what do you got on hold?
Those people calling about closed toenails.
All right. Yes, Mandy, bitch.
I'm sorry,
baby. Pavlovian.
No, it's okay, Ho. I have a question. Can Chloe give the name of that translation app so the rest of us that got busted-ass feet, we can see what they're saying about us?
Yeah, just go to the App Store and put in translation app.
That's it?
I forgot what it was
called.
Yeah,
actually, I've got it too, and the one app will do several different languages, so it's not just Vietnamese or Asian or whatever, and it's free.
Okay, good, because I don't understand what accent it is half the time anyway, so that helps.
It works okay. It doesn't work great. You have to kind of get close.
Mm. Oh, great.
All right. Thank you.
Speak into the phone. So do you have to try to guess what language you think someone is speaking, and then you enter that in the app, or will the app just kind of figure it out on its own?
I dialed it in, and it worked. So I knew it's Vietnamese, so I just put that in.
Okay.
Right. I think certain ones do detect.
Okay.
So to answer the question...
Is both.
I'm trying to find my phone.
I don't see it.
I don't either. But it is. I think it's just called translator, something like that. I carry it around a lot of times when the cleaning crew, they're in the hall and they're looking at me and saying something.
Mm-hmm.
I'll flip it over to Spanish.
That makes, yeah, I get
they're
that.
They're not talking about me.
Ever caught them talking about someone else?
No.
I know that sometimes they'll come into the studio and they'll just start talking to someone or an office because there's a few people up there that speak Spanish very fluently and they're used to having conversations with folks. Like I've seen the guy that goes around and collects the trash. I've seen him have like 5 minute long conversations with Anna DeHaro.
Well, Anna speaks it fluently.
Right.
I've had 5 minute conversations with him, but I don't know what he's saying. He's speaking English.
Yeah.
But it's so broken. I'll just go, man, I know it.
CCC.
Yeah. Dios mío. Ah, da, 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 da. Quién sabe.
And that means?
Who knows?
All right.
It'll get me through 5 minutes, and that's about it. Good.
All right. Research from Emory University shows the bigger the age gap in a marriage, the more likely that couple won't last. At first, that might sound like it makes sense, but according to the research, even being as little as 1 year apart can matter.
No.
The study was published in September, but a writer recently broke down some of the stats and brought the news in somewhat easier-to-read format. Randall Olson is one who did this, and he says couples with a five-year age gap are 18% more likely to divorce. Those with a 30-year gap in age, 172% more likely to divorce. When that numbers, wouldn't it almost mean like you'd get divorced like three times? Whatever. Even just being 1 year apart puts you at a 3% higher divorce rate. And according to Facebook, the low age gaps are pretty common. The company used its data for analysis earlier this year, saying internationally, the male partner is 2.4 years older than the female. In 67% of relationships, the male is older than the female.
Too many numbers.
Okay. Most relationships, the man is slightly older. But the larger the gap, the more likely you are to get divorced.
But even 1 year will affect it.
Yeah.
How do they know that?
That's just what they're following the data. They're only looking at, their only thing they're looking at is age. So no other contributing factors.
There's, well, the age. Then again, like all of them, the survey, this research is useless. Well, you know, he was 55, she was 54, and the relationship only lasted for 6 months. Taking into consideration nothing else, like different religions from different parts of the country, different parts of the world, different socioeconomic values, mm-hmm. just theologies, animal lover, not an animal lover. The age is of no bearing. I mean, if the gap is wide enough, like, let's say,
oh, no.
I looked over at her empty chair. I would have date Kenzie.
Yeah,
what would we talk about?
Yeah, because that's a 30-year.
We both like a lot of the same things. Big animal lovers. She likes police and fire.
And food.
So as far as the basics go, we match up. But there would never be a conversation. What could we possibly converse about? I would have to force her back in, because I'm not going into her world, force her into my world mm-hmm. to learn everything that I'm interested in.
And we've already tried to do that with her just by getting her to watch some of the movies we like.
Well, she gets a few of them now, but it's just like she's picking up a foreign language word by word. It's like Rosetta Stone, it's immersion.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Russ, go to the Slayer concert with me.
Oh God.
Are you going to Freakers tomorrow? Freakers what? You know, the Eagle event. What Eagle event?
You're way more specific.
I couldn't even feign a conversation of interest. Yeah, that's SpongeBob. He's a man, he's absorbent. You know, my dogs like Old Roy dog food. I know you've tried it before.
By saying that, your dogs would be more compatible with Kenzie than you.
But think about, for whatever reason, if we both found each other. I think she's cute. I know she finds me horrendous. Hideous. If we were to hook up someplace or somehow and meet for dinner, think about how that conversation would go. I've got nothing written for this.
I'm just saying,
playing it out in your head. She doesn't drink.
Yeah, so that right there is a huge thing the two of you don't have in common.
She's full of tats. I only got one. Her tats mean nothing. My tattoo is out of respect for my dad because he was in the airborne. Anything else? Yeah. Well, we'll have some food. What would you like, the strained peaches, Gerber? And how would you like me to talk to you? Just normal or?
Oh, God.
Kindy.
Ew. Yeah, I could see the two of you. You take her out to Three Forks because you know her, so you take her out for a nice dinner. And then, unfortunately, you have to cut up her steak for her.
I tell you what, I'll cut up your steak. And you look at the little dangly thing over your bassinet.
The mobile?
Yeah. Look, there's different colors, and you squeeze them, and they make noises. That'll keep her busy for about 3 months.
It'd be great around the holidays, though.
How?
Well, with Christmas coming up, she would enjoy all the presents from Santa.
Oh, I thought you meant she'd eat all the mistletoe and then die.
Oh, my God.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
603, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Let's get started off in Mesquite, westbound I-30, right at Northwest Drive. Got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from Bobtown into Plano, northbound 75, just before Park Boulevard. Got an accident there in the clearing, or sorry, got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic's backed up into Richardson, back from Campbell Road. Into McKinney, northbound 75, right at El Dorado Parkway. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Stacy Road. And in Corinth, northbound I-35E, just before Corinth Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Swisher Road. The Mark Cuban Foundation Fallen Patriot Fund supports the families of U.S. military personnel who have courageously fallen or been injured during Operation Iraqi Freedom. To donate, visit fallenpatriotfund.org. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Clear and cold tonight, 30 for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high of just 49. Right now, it's 48 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I thought about that during most of the break. Normally, I could feign interest in something. It's not really a gift. I'm just a liar.
Okay. But
sitting with Kenzie, if we were actually to go out, if we didn't know each other, do you like the band Scrape? No, I like Kansas. I've been there. The band, like Carry On, Wayward Son. Not. I got a tattoo of the Florida Keys on my between my legs, and no, I was all over that. Since you like states, where did you get your tattoo? I got mine in the basement by a guy in a wheelchair, who only had like one ear. And he had three testicles, but the third one was underneath his armpit.
It was so cool.
Where did you meet him? He was on the street with a sign soliciting. I forget how she said she met him. And I'm not kidding. I don't know if he had a basement, but it was some guy in a wheelchair.
No, she said basement, I think.
Did the tattoo in his house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those that even when she described it, it sounded like where she had to put the lotion on the skin and then she'd get the tattoo.
Yeah, I had to pay him before he would let me out of the hole. I forget, what else is she into that's just so abstract? She hates bowling for... No, she doesn't hate bowling for soup. It's somebody else.
She likes to skateboard.
Yeah, that ain't happening. I didn't like to skateboard when I was a kid. I couldn't even roller skate. And I'm not talking about the cool ones with the spiffy wheels. These were metal wheels on concrete.
Oh.
Busting your ass was just something that came along with it.
You skated pretty good the times you came to the skating rink.
That's a skating rink on a smooth floor with nice skates, rubber wheels. I'm talking about the old 70s version skates with metal wheels.
Did you have to strap to your feet?
Yeah.
Whew.
Strap over your shoes.
Wow.
Ooh. And then skate on the concrete. And then when you get up to one of the cracks in the concrete, not the crack, but you know where the molds of the sidewalk?
Yeah.
You get up to one of the cracks. Uh-huh. No. No, I'll just jump over it. I'll be like Brian Boitano. No.
Yeah, you're going to do a double axel over the crack.
Whee!
Try sneaking up on somebody.
I think I've just decided this, not really associated with what we're talking about, but sort of. I was thinking about it last night. I'm probably not going to date again.
Ever? Well, I guess you'd have to mean ever.
Who am I going to put up with? Who's going to put up with me? I'm not changing. I'm not doing anything. Who's going to have my same mindset that I find attractive that's not my age? And I am not new.
What?
Dating some? No.
Oh, come on. Maybe within...
I don't even want to say it.
Come on, say it.
Hey, here's my girlfriend. How old is she? Well, she's a little younger. She's 50. Ooh. Skull's not my age, but she's about as close as I would get without wigging out.
Without going over.
Yeah, as long as she wouldn't talk.
Oh. At some point, you'd have to actually have a discussion.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know I'd drill it. I'd raw dog that thing flat.
Oh, God.
But then again, most chicks her age don't look like she does.
I find it weird that I had not a similar thought, but I thought about you last night as far as relationships. No, not like that, you sicko.
I didn't say anything.
You didn't have to.
Okay.
I can see you.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Alfie, what's line one?
I know you don't like it, but he wants to talk to you about something.
You're right. I don't enjoy talking to people.
Especially about something. Really pisses him off.
Yes, Daryl.
Hey, Russ. There's a couple things I wanted to thank you for. Being Veterans Day, I'm 100% disabled veteran. And, man, there's been a lot of days that it's tough to get through the day for some of us, and we can turn over and listen to your radio station. Man, it just makes us laugh for just a little bit, and sometimes that's all we need just to get through the day. So I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate that, and I have a lot of veteran friends that listen to you as well. So I wanted to tell you how much we appreciate you, and then you mentioning the veterans throughout the year, you and everybody on the show. We really appreciate y'all. And the other thing I wanted to thank you for is getting rid of Dan Lewis. That guy was an idiot, man.
Everybody makes a sacrifice for their country.
So,
we
appreciate you and we love you, brother.
Thank you, boss, for the call.
Thanks, man. Yeah. All right, bye.
I think the only thing that made him happier, thank you for killing Dan Lewis and giving me his legs. Those legs obviously only work in small markets.
I should have held out for bigger shoes.
I just like the way he said, thank you for getting rid of
Dan Lewis, somebody that hasn't been with the show since 03, 04?
Yeah.
Damn. Man. These vets hang on to stuff. I understand PTSD. I didn't realize the D stood for Dan.
PTSDL.
They know it's not you.
Nine, I'm just saying.
Yeah, how do you...
No, thank you for everything you do. You're great. We love you. You really make a hard day into a good one. And thank God you got rid of Dan Lewis. That really was a turning point in my recovery.
That really helped with my post-traumatic dance syndrome. We haven't really said anything about vets today. Alfie?
He just wanted to thank you for bringing it up throughout the year, though.
Okay.
Well, you've been playing the music all day.
Oh, well, it's just traffic music. That doesn't.
It's something.
It cost me anything.
I changed the bug. That's what you call it in television.
Mm-hmm.
The logo lower right hand corner on a video stream. I changed it for today.
What's that?
It's just a flag.
Oh, very nice.
It's good.
We're good people.
We got our moments.
I can't think of the times the rest of the year I've brought up military. Possibly their story. I don't know. It's like Rodney with his spots. And then, you know, saying I had a vet come in and the other lender didn't want to deal with them.
What?
Well, he said that during some, I think mm-hmm. he said it yesterday. Ah, they didn't want to, and they even had one lender try and talk a vet out of a VA loan.
What?
It's either too big of a pain. I don't know. I've asked Rodney, but he's never really answered. I went, are they harder than normal loans? He goes, no. Well, why would they try and talk him out of it? The only thing I could think of is maybe the lender doesn't make as much money on a VA loan. I don't know. All I know is if you walk in and you served our country, you get a free house. If I could afford it, they would all get free houses. Video today, nonstop on the news, especially the, I don't know if Fort Worth had one, but a parade in downtown Dallas. And thank God there were people down there thanking veterans walking around on prosthetics. Mm-hmm. Not really walking around going, look, I lost my legs. Anybody want to thank me? Just there as part of the camaraderie. And I think they should move Veterans Day. I don't care how it falls during the year. It should always be on the weekend so more people could go.
Yeah.
Well, the banks are closed, so all the banking employees, yeah, they're going to go.
Oh, yeah. I bet they're excited.
Do all the government offices close on Veterans Day?
I don't know about all of them. But you're right.
I'm sure the Postal Service does. They close, but they's got a vowel in it.
Oh, sorry.
Today's got a U. you're right, though. I would like to see Veterans Day shift to at least have it mirror Memorial Day. Make it on a Monday so, you know, you can have it a day that's fully observed.
I don't even know if Monday's a good idea.
Well, if not make it on the weekend, at least attach it to a weekend.
Well, if you're going to have parades, you're right. Monday's fine if you're going to have parades.
Right.
But nobody's going to show up for that unless you have the parade at the lake. I'm not being cute. That's the way it plays out.
I know. You're right.
And Chloe said he's had friends before thinking Memorial, no joke, Memorial Day was for all the people that drowned on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Or on a special weekend during the year.
Yet those people never stop to consider how would the first Memorial Day happen.
Well, I guess it was just this big browning at Lewis. No offense to Louisville Lake.
Well, they know. that lake is self-aware.
I guess there was just this big drowning at Louisville Lake, and they picked that for Memorial Day to honor all the people that have drowned.
Yeah, I'm not friends with them anymore.
That's a good call, Chloe.
And how many people do you really think that go out on Memorial Day and stop? I know at Louisville Lake, because Chloe always goes out there and they take a moment. There's silence. Chloe plays a national anthem on the guitar. He does. Mm-hmm. There is a moment. So somebody out there remembers. And all the boats shut down. And anybody that doesn't, they get chastised by everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hard.
Yes. I think the quieting down anybody that's making noise, you sent on Memorial Day, you sent a PT cruiser out on Louisville Lake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I can't shut that radio off right now. Mm-hmm. I think we can do it from here. Not a PT cruiser.
I was going to say.
A PT boat.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to take it. I would just imagine this.
The military knew what I was talking about. That PT Cruiser, that car, that's got a cannon on the top of it. Chrysler never offered that when I bought it out. I kept it.
Man, if PT Cruisers came with 50 cal.
You just can't let it go, can you?
Nope.
PT boat, big cannon like McHale's Navy.
We know what you meant.
They just blew that boat out of the water. With a Chrysler.
And it was purple.
Man, they take Memorial Day serious.
Alfie, I don't need a background on it. Get rid of the people on hold.
All right.
I know it's a floating holiday, but it shouldn't be a floating holiday. Somehow Memorial Day is always on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. President's Day, always on a Monday. But you can't do it for veterans. There's obviously a way around it. It's not the law. You can move it.
Yeah, you absolutely can.
But somehow thousands turned out for the parade in Dallas this morning. I don't know. People take off. I don't know. I'm just glad they did.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, let's see. Oh, I'm not going to date again. Unless somebody just shows up at my house perfect. Some hot FedEx driver or whatever. They have female FedEx drivers.
I know they do.
Well, that's not what I'm interested in. Got a package for you. Where'd I sign for it? Right down here.
I bet. Now, actually, the thought I had last night with your relationship status was, I figured if you didn't want to date or whatever, I think what'll happen is one of your married chicks will get divorced. And then possibly something would be rekindled.
There was no kindle to begin with.
What do you mean?
The married chicks that I'm banging, mm-hmm. we didn't date before. These are chicks I met on the side. There's no relationship. They understand that there is no emotional attachment.
Well, yeah, but...
You is nothing but my dumpster.
But what I mean is rekindle as far as, like, you get the spark.
However, there was no kindle to begin with.
You have a kindle in order to have this, to have the married chicks in the first
place.
Now
they just want some side action. I am their side action. They know I'm discreet. They know I'm fast. And I provide the hot wash rag. And I'm clean.
And not one of them? You don't enjoy their company?
I do, but it's only in short spurts. Pun.
Yes, intended.
I remember the first one. I'm sitting at the bar, we're talking, and somehow we start talking. I can't have sex with you because I'm married, but I can blow you. That's a good deal.
That's a great deal for you, yeah.
And that's the one that would just coming by the house on, I think it was Wednesdays.
Mm.
She knew I watched Channel 8 News at noon. For show prep, went to the gym, so I had like 11 to noon open. She'd always show up at 11:30, take care of business. With her, there was never any intercourse. It was always puffies.
Gotcha.
And blah, blah, blah. She tidied me up like a cat. Really no chit-chat, and then gone. Well, you can stay around for lunch in case, I'll work up another one. Watching Alexa, that's when Alexa was doing midday news.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Alexa makes me hot. Why don't you blow me while Alexa's reading the news? I'll pretend it's her.
That's awesome.
Can I call you a Greek bitch?
I'm sure Scott Sams can.
Yeah, but he don't think it anymore.
No, he don't. So anyway, that was my thought, was that maybe one of your side chicks will become a main chick. Although I guess you're right. Technically, you're their side ex.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think of something.
Their bodies are good, or otherwise I wouldn't be interested. Because if it's a bad body. Mm-mm.
And that's why I thought about your married chicks, is because you already know them. You're intimately familiar with them. So at the very least, they pass your strict physical standards.
Mm-hmm. And one of them, since she's kind of experimental and she wants to get it down before she tries it on her husband.
Right.
Tries it on me first. My husband's not really into the rim thing. Can I practice on you? Down there. You're down there. Go ahead. You want it open or closed?
Oh. Yeah, because who are you to get in the way of hopes and dreams?
I let her practice on me.
Do you like puppets?
Yeah. And you will never, ever, I don't care what you do for the rest of your life, laugh so hard than when you fart on somebody's tongue.
Oh, my God. That's so gross.
The noise that it makes.
Oh, my God. It's so wrong.
And she still comes back.
That was an accident. I just got excited, farted on her tongue, and it just made this flappy air noise.
Oh, God. That's so nasty.
Probably same noise a clown makes when he ejaculates. If only I had some dating advice or pickup lines from Luke Bryan.
What? Man, I don't know you want to bring me into this. That's crazy. I've never farted on somebody's tongue. That was nuts. I am the CMA Entertainer of the Year, and I have never farted on someone's tongue.
Do you ever do a, what do they call it, Alfie, when people dress up? It's not called role-playing anymore.
Role-playing's one, I guess.
Cosplay?
Yeah, cosplay is a big one.
Why do they call it that? Does somebody, one of them, dress up like Bill Cosby? And then you play the peekaboo thing? Yeah, with the hands.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The cosplay, kind of sort of a dance.
They're going to cosplay and then shove this pudding pop up my ass. What is cosplay?
It's just short for costume play.
Well, that's the same thing as role playing. Role playing, you dress up in a costume. Oh, you're going to be the nurse, and I'm going to be the. No, I can't say that. I'll be the doctor.
It is pretty much the same thing, but most cosplay is just like people who like Halloween but want to do it year round. The only cosplay that's really kind of sexual are the furries.
Furry what?
The ones who dress up in like mascot outfits.
Yeah.
You mean like the cowboy mascot?
Rowdy.
That kind of thing, but more animal-y.
Think like a teddy bear.
Well, I know what an animal is.
I'm just saying.
Well, I can't think of any mascots or animals. I should be able to think of one, but...
That's why I was telling you, just think of an adult teddy bear costume with certain things cut out.
Exactly.
All right. What things?
The essential areas for having sex.
Oh. You like the eyes? Because I can't shoot in their eyes if the costume's over it. Jesus. Man, I sure would like to butt Gumby.
That's probably an option.
You know someone's done it.
Oh, yeah.
That'd just be fun. Looking at that funky shaped head and that big green ass. Oh, I'm sorry. Nobody's ever fantasized about Gumby. I'm the only one.
Yes.
What about getting some blow action from Jot? Because you know you could do it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, that one we've all clearly thought of.
The reverse cowgirl.
With Jot?
He liked to jump around.
Yeah. He was just the big round head, right?
Yeah.
Did he have legs?
He had legs.
Oh. Okay. Which means he had a butt, so you could do anal on Jot.
Man, that's the Russ Martin
Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:33, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is at KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by ExxonMobil. Let's get started off. In Dallas, southbound on the tollway just after 4th Lane, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. In Mesquite, westbound I-30, right at Northwest Drive, still got that accident there. That has traffic backed up back from Bobtown. Into Arlington, southbound 360, right at Trinity, got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from 183. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound Loop 820, just after Highway 10, got an accident. It's blocking traffic back from I-30. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Clear skies tonight. It's going to be cold. Overnight low of 30. Then tomorrow, sunny and a high of just 49. Right now, 46 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle. Run, Rudolph. Santa ain't far behind.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's Skinner. I like their version. No offense, Luke. Because I know you did a version of Run, Run, Rudolph.
That's right. I did. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. I sing Run, Run, Rudolph. That's a good tune. You should download it. Why are y'all laughing at me?
I don't know, because that's one of those things, just like Kevin Pollak doing Christopher Walken, it doesn't matter what you say. It's funny. You could just say, I sang that song into a microphone.
I did. How'd you know? I sing it right into the microphone. And then sometimes I even play the guitar.
At the same time?
At the same time. But I also, because I'm Luke Bryan, I have to make sure I gyrate my hips a lot. Ladies love it.
Do you think that's what got you the title of the...
CMA Entertainer of the Year? I do believe it was a contributing factor.
I didn't know this until last night. Did you know Alfie called Luke Bryan's record rep?
What?
To see if they could get him on the show.
Why? I'm right here.
You talked to the local record rep?
I talked to his record rep out of Nashville.
Man, that's big.
So that's even closer. It's not just, I don't know what label he's on. We'll say, just say it's MCA. I don't even know if that's a label. RCA?
Yeah. I think MCA was from the Beastie Boys.
MCA?
I think so.
You mean record label or song?
One of the guys from the Beastie Boys.
I think it might have been at one point a record.
It was a record, yes.
Yeah. That paper thing on vinyl. It's not like it's just a local record rep. It's not like Alfie called the main guy. How'd you get his name and number?
I went through Don, and I went through a couple other record reps first.
Don who?
Don Davis. Bigfoot, I'm sorry.
If he helped us out, then you call him Mr. Davis.
Oh, Mr. Davis.
Any other time, it's just Foot. or just B-Foot. That's his rapper name.
That you all know B-Foot? Man, I love B-Foot. He's great. I tried to get him to do a feature on one of my new songs, but he was hard to get a hold of.
He is. Once it gets to the point where they're abbreviating their names, he's gone through a lot. B-Foot, Foot Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
He's just... He's hard to nail down.
He is.
Well, I forgot what I was asking. All right, so Don helped you find the record rep for Luke Bryan.
Yes, he did. I got a hold of the record rep, asked him if Luke was available to come on. The record rep said that Luke is taking a couple weeks off because of his win and that he'll be out hunting for the next couple weeks.
I am?
Yep.
Well, okay. All right, I got a vacation.
So he's resting on his laurels after winning the...
CMA Entertainer of the Year. Because any time I win a prestigious award, I make sure to kill some things. I have to celebrate by dealing death. Are you alive? Not for long.
Well, bad news, because I just won.
CMA Entertainer of the Year.
Turns me into the Terminator.
I am. I am the Terminator.
I can't see. I can't see anything.
I do, man. One time I took a bath, and as I was getting in, I said, hasta la vista, baby. It was just like right out of Terminator 2.
What did the guy say, Alfie?
He wanted to know what we wanted to talk to Luke about. I said, just congratulate him on his win of the...
Did you tell him we were a rock station?
I did.
And he said what?
He didn't seem two-faced. I told him we were a talk show on a rock station.
He didn't seem... Oh, two-faced. Got it.
But I let him know that we'd love to have him on. He was a little curious as to why, but what I said was, it's the kind of thing that pisses off Don Davis.
Did the record rep knew Don was?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess, yeah, everybody knows B-Foot. Or a Foot Diddy. Puffy Foot.
One time he was known as Mac the Foot.
The artist formerly known as the Foot.
There was at one time he also was just a symbol.
So the guy was okay with, oh, if it's going to piss off your PD.
Yeah, most definitely. He said, all right, cool, just let us know hotline information, contact info, and we'll start getting something rolling.
Didn't tell him about the whole O'Malley thing?
No, I left that out.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he would take that as an insult.
I don't think so,
but... How many rock stations talk about Luke Bryan?
One.
Ever. I find the easiest way is just to be honest with them. That's just me.
I just didn't want them to go digging.
Digging for what? You know what's going to happen if they Google my name.
Well, I mean, digging for Luke Bryan audio that we may have produced.
Dan hasn't said anything ugly about him.
No, Luke Bryan's great. I should know. I am him.
Oh. You ever tell me during the break you could give me pickup lines and chicks?
Yeah, absolutely. You cut me off before I had a chance to give them to you.
Well, we at the break.
We got some time now?
Sure.
So what you got to do is sometimes you got to be unexpected.
Is this a sneak up on them thing?
No.
Or just an unexpected line?
Just unexpected line, because they're not used to being told hi by me, because I walk up and I say, hi, I'm Luke Bryan. And then I tell them, look at you with all them curves and me with no puppies to hold. I got 2 digits out of that one.
Just so I understand, that wasn't supposed to make any sense.
What?
I'm just checking it. I don't
follow you. That makes perfect sense.
If you don't hips get it, and I have no puppies to hold.
Yeah.
All right.
What don't you get?
You dumbass.
Man, you stupid. Everybody gets that one. All right, I'll try to dumb it down for you.
All right,
so you walk up to a chick. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. How are you doing? You know who I am? Let's sing my name together. Ready? You could always try. I'd better get a library card because I'm checking my pants for bingo balls. That's a guaranteed.
Luke, you know these don't make any sense.
Do I have to dumb these down further for you?
I'm just...
My God, man, it's not like I'm talking. I'm not going over chemical equations here. It's just how to pick up a nice lady that you see.
Possibly you're picking them up because you're...
Luke Bryan, hi.
A big star.
Well,
and it's got nothing to do with the line.
No, it's the lines. I sit around in the trailer. I don't write music. I let somebody else do that. I just sing. And then when I'm not singing, I sit on the bus and come up with nice lines. Such as, excuse me, but I think I dropped something. Oh, it's my jaw. I have the Bell's palsy. I'm telling you, man, it works. Try it.
I don't think that's going to... I can't talk to you.
Hey, do you have any raisins? Well, how about a date or a pickle?
See, I can't really use these because, first of all, at this point, you're recognizable, so it doesn't matter what you say.
Well, you don't have to be the entertainer of the year, according to the Country Music Awards. You can just be a normal fella.
I don't think this is going to work for normal fellows, if I just go up and go, I have cerebral palsy.
I don't have CP. I said Bell's palsy. Get it straight, man.
No offense.
Good Lord.
Luke Bryan cuss.
What?
You're going to make Luke Bryan cuss.
Yeah, man, that's not good.
Do you ever dress up in different clothes? You always dress country? You wear...
No, I have other clothes. I mean, I've got like 2 different shades of jeans. I mean, they're both tight as hell. My nuts can't breathe, but they're there.
What'd you go as for Halloween?
Oh, I went as a clown.
Do you like clowns?
No, I hate clowns.
A fear of them?
I It's a fear slash respect and also general anger. Because I tell you right now, if... come at me.
You want to say it again and I'll bleep it for you?
Sure. I'll tell you right now, I'll shoot a damn clown. No joke.
Sorry, I didn't know you had a thing with clowns.
Mm-mm, man. Hate clowns.
Any more pickup?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You still need help because you're terrible. You can tell the lady, hey, I lost my cell phone number. Can I have a hug? Mm-hmm. You watch. I lost my cell phone number. Can I get a hug? I guarantee you will get a hug.
Excuse me a second, Luke. We have one more break left?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Luke. I'm just taking care of
it. I understand. You're a busy man.
I'm just TCBing, man.
I understand. All right, well, how about this one? Those other ones don't work. This one's guaranteed to work. All right, you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, you walk up to a girl. First of all, you have to say, hi, I'm Luke Bryan. And then you say, you see my friend over there? He wants to know if you think I'm cute.
All right, Alfie, I apologize. Giving him the heads up on the Dan Luke Bryan stuff. Are you guys playing him off as an idiot?
Yeah, not just.
We're big fans now.
They can't be mad at us for playing him off as stupid. He does that every day.
But we also said, or you also said, you laid naked in the street with Randy Travis.
Man,
after you making out in his Trans Am.
Man, you wrote that down. I just read it.
I don't think I wrote. Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
I like to give writing credit.
I try to, but I can't stop every time.
That was a good night, though, man. We just laid down in the street all naked, looking at the stars. It was all cool as we were looking at Orion's belt, and then Randy's car burst into flames. We was just having a moment.
Wow, that really is a fire burn.
Yeah, it is. We tried writing a song, but our s'mores got stuck in our tank.
Okay, I swallowed that one. All right, we got a break. Do you have any more?
Yeah, I'll leave you. Here's another good one. Okay, here we go. You walk up to a girl in the bar or at one of my concerts. This works really well if you're at one of my concerts and you walk up to a girl and say, hi, I'm Luke Bryan. If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd go hang gliding with penguins.
And you don't think this has anything to do with just you being Luke Bryan?
No, man, it doesn't. It's not just being me. I've seen guys that I tour with do this. I saw one time Dierks Bentley looked up to a chick and said, hi, I'm Luke Bryan, and he got laid. And that dude's got hits.
Give me one more. I got to go.
All right, fine. Picky bastard. All right, you walk up to a girl and say, hi, I'm Luke Bryan. I suffer from amnesia. Do I come here often?
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:55. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ExxonMobil. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, Texas, home of Carswell Field. Northbound Loop 820, just after Highway 10, got an accident there. Traffic is backed up back from I-30 in Arlington. Southbound 360, right at Trinity Boulevard, got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from 183. Moving into Mesquite, westbound I-30, right at Northwest Drive. Got an accident there. That one has traffic backed up back from Bobtown. And finally, in Dallas, southbound on the tollway, just after Forest Lane, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. The Mark Cuban Foundation Fallen Patriot Fund supports the families of U.S. military personnel who have courageously fallen or been injured during Operation Iraqi Freedom. To donate, visit fallenpatriotfund.org. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by REI. Tonight, clear and cold, a low of 30. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 49. Right now, it's 46. A 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
This party, dance everybody, make it hot in this party. Don't stop, move your body. Rock this party, dance everybody, make it hot in this party.
What is it, Alfie?
Line one.
Yes, Jennifer.
Yes, sir.
What?
Hey, oh my gosh, y'all stop with the lip fries.
I'm going to put y'all hold for a second so you can calm down. What does she want?
She's saying she's stuck in traffic right now and she's really close to peeing herself.
Then you bitches don't know how to go piss before you leave the office?
No kidding.
All right. What's going on, sweetie?
Y'all are cracking me up with the late runs. I've been sitting in traffic and I got to pee. So.
Do you not pee before you left work?
Well, yeah, but my drive's like an hour and a half away from my job.
Oh, my God.
What city do you work in?
I work in Addison. I work down the street, from y'all.
And then you live what city?
Anna.
Okay, that's an hour and a half.
Yes, sir, especially with that traffic I just had to go through.
Would you like to talk to Luke Bryan?
Oh, my God, yes.
Luke telephone.
What? Hi, hey, Jennifer, hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hi, it's me, Luke Bryan.
Oh, Luke Bryan.
Man, why do you live an hour and a half away from your job?
Oh, I live where I live, and I've been working at my job for 22 years.
Man, that's stupid. I think I'd move closer.
Well, hey, Luke, can you hook me up with a helicopter?
What?
A ride to work?
I want you to push her until you get her to pee.
I got a big pasture next to my house. You can land right there.
You know, actually, Jennifer, we have something in common because I'm a country boy myself. I mean, I even write all my songs on a John Deere. But
tell her you think it's hot to piss in your own car.
It is. It is.
She can't hear me.
And Jennifer,
I'm gonna pee myself.
No, that's fine. You go ahead and tinkle. It's hot. It's attractive. Because me, CMA Entertainer of the Year, Luke Bryan, I love it when chicks wet themselves.
Oh. Tell her you want to hear her piss in her own car.
I'd really like to hear you piss in your car, Jennifer.
Oh, no. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. It needs to happen.
No, it will not.
Did I ever tell you that when I feel frisky, I ride goats?
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm coming up with my exit.
Tell her to put the phone between your legs. You want to hear her piss.
Hey, out of my way. I got to exit right now.
Well, you better hurry up. But you have to let us hear you tinkle now. Put the phone down there. Let us all hear it.
Well, you know what? I might be fixing to pull over. I do live out in the country.
Man, that girl's got problems.
What is it with chicks pissing in their car? Now, what is it with all the chicks listening to this show?
I don't know, but it sure is my kind of night.
Did I miss one?
Yeah, that's one of my hit songs.
That's my kind of night?
Yep.
See, I don't know any of his stuff.
That was actually the name of my last tour. That's my kind of night tour. Felt weird to have me say it, though. That's kind of my night tour.
Sounds like you're going to have to write a song about chicks pissing in their cars.
I may have to. I may just have an alternate title or an alternate version of That's My Kind of Night when she pees
in the car on the side of the road. And then she looks up and says, yeah, that feels right. Yeah, it just kind of writes itself.
I love the wet spot.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to write that down. I love the wet spot.
From your piss.
Man, you're gross.
I can't write fast enough to hand you the lines, though. I want you to say, Chloe can do it. I'm just too slow. Just enjoying the moment.
You should.
What does that mean?
You should enjoy it. Nothing wrong with that.
Line one?
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zachary.
Man, I can't even pull people over right now because y'all got me laughing so hard.
Are you?
I can't.
You a cop?
Yes, sir.
Aren't you? No offense, but isn't that police radio supposed to be on?
It is.
Can you hear that over the regular radio?
No, our camcorders record inside the police unit so they can hear me laughing when you're doing this daggum impression.
Oh, yeah. It makes it kind of hard to...
Oh, I get it. As soon as you turn on the light bar, the dash cam comes on?
Yeah, it goes back about 2 minutes prior. Listen to y'all's impression.
I didn't know it backed up that far.
Man, that's gonna make awkward day in court.
Man, y'all are great, and thank you for everything y'all do. Y'all have made personally my Veterans Day awesome. Thank you so much.
When did you serve?
2003 to 2011.
Man, that's a long time.
Did 8 years?
Yes, sir.
Obviously, you re-enlisted.
I re-enlisted once. I had to at the time.
You had to? Were you pregnant?
Yes, sir. No, I was on an aircraft carrier that got deployed while I was out on missions, and I had to re-enlist my contract if I wanted to keep my school that I was going to get when I got back on land.
Okay, that up.
No kidding.
I thought you were going to go, I was on an aircraft carrier. If I didn't re-enlist, they'd go kick me.
If I didn't re-enlist, they were going to arrest me for being a stowaway.
Were your plans when you got in the military, were your plans on being a police officer when you got out of the military?
That's been my plan since I was 15.
Okay. I'm just curious. I don't know how many guys and women get into the military and think, all right, somehow this is my calling. I need to serve our country. But I'm out. What can I do? I know. I'll go to ULIS and lose squad cars.
Damn. Man, that's out of nowhere.
All right. Happy Veterans Day, boss.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
That would be some sick stuff.
What?
If the Navy actually made everyone do that. Like, all right, let's get everyone that signed up for 4 years. Let's put them all on an aircraft carrier right at the end of their... their enlistment.
And then tell them, hey, we've been deployed. If you don't re-enlist, I'm sorry, it's kind of like off the boat.
Totally up to you, free country.
We call it the Bin Laden. Quick ceremony and then off. Sorry, you're no longer a government employee. This ain't no free pride.
That's jacked up.
You hobo.
Man. Uncle Sam's an a-hole.
Now, was it Tara that got you to watch the CMAs or?
Yeah, she had them recorded, and then Friday night.
God bless that chick.
Yeah, then Friday night we decided to watch them. And so it gives me a little more ammo on the Luke Bryan front. I can get to know a little more about him. Like today, there was someone on Twitter tagged you in something, and it was a Luke Bryan Tumblr page, like a photo page.
Why'd they tag me? I got nothing to do with voice. In fact, I stopped doing voices for a few days because I don't want to. I got no problem with limelight. I'm okay just to sit back, drink, and watch the show.
No, but someone had tagged you in this post, and it was about Luke Bryan, and it was a link to a Luke Bryan Tumblr page. It was someone who started this page who's just an uber Luke Bryan fan, and it's all these different GIF images and quotes from his music and things. And half of the photos were him making these sexual gyrations while he's on stage.
I mean, he's not a bad-looking guy, but he's not like a Brad Pitt or a Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah, that was unexpected. Country is sexiest crooner. Dwight Yoakam. Woo!
I look as sexy as my name sounds.
But the other problem with Luke, no, not the problem, but another thing that Luke Bryan's been known for, especially over this year, is falling off stages. Because there was a couple of GIFs of him, and I'd see it occasionally in the news as I'm prepping for the show. And
but we didn't bring it up because nobody knew who he was.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with
he
us.
He didn't realize you could.
I didn't realize, oh, man, that's the front of the stage. I'm going to fall off. He's done it multiple times this year. There was one where
how is it he doesn't know where the front of the stage is?
Well, one of them that I saw, he's standing at the front edge of the stage. He's in a concert, and it's a black stage, and underneath him, it's black as well. He just didn't see it, so he's like stomping in there like, yeah, that's my kind of whoa. He just falls. Right.
And there's video online?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's video online.
In my jacked up, ah!
Far up stage.
Does he crawl back up on the stage?
Yeah, I didn't see that part. I assume he did. And then I think a couple of guys from his band had to come help him get back on the stage because I don't know how his upper body strength is, but I think he was a little embarrassed.
I was like, man, I fell down.
It's really embarrassing. I mean, I've won Entertainer of the Year. Thank you to the CMAs. But everyone has always reminded me that I've fallen off the stage more than Ronnie Millsap. More information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can...
Man, that's not funny.
You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and hell, by now, maybe even a Tumblr. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Mickey Six is up next.
All right.
Thank you to our vets. God bless you. See you guys tomorrow.
Amen. Later.
The Metroplex.